That'd be really nice.
You know, I'm so pleased. I should have said keep it clean, but I didn't have to. Sarah Gratian, you are a lovely lady and you don't deserve it to have happened to you. And I really hope it does turn up sometime. Thank you very much for talking to us. What an extraordinary story. Absolute incompetence by the police there. Extraordinary. But anyway, I'm done for another day. Thank you to all my wonderful guests. I'm delighted to be joined by the equally wonderful John Holmes.
Oh, now. I thought you were going to say, and speaking of absolute incompetence.
Well, that did cross my mind.
Yes, I thought so. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. What's happening on your
show? Well, things and stuff. So today, again, we're going to give away some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. You can choose from a chicken, a beef or a lamb. It's the Great British Beef Off. Or chicken.
A chicken, a beef or a lamb. Does that work?
Or a lamb. Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. I'll talk to a foreign from a foreign place about a foreign story. That'll be happening as well.
It's just a walking HR disaster, this show.
At some point, there will be Headline Hijack as well. If you'd like to get your made-up news story into the mouth of Rachel to come out of it at 2 o'clock,
can
pretending to be
out,
true.
Virtually every single headline these days
sounds look, like
sounds
we've made
like
it up.
I don't think you can make up anything sillier, frankly.
You'd be surprised what
you
mean the listener comes up
you're
with.
Not talking about torture or bake-off, lucky you. Coming up...
I might combine both of those things.
Exactly. Yeah. Or high heels. You're coming up after 1 o'clock.
I'm sure you could waterboard someone with some drizzle.
With lemon drizzle waterboarding. Love
lemon drizzle boarding.
Your work. Do you know what? That's going to be an item in a show next week. It's 12:59. Coming up after 1, it's Mr. John Holmes. If he lets me get a word in, I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Sorry, madam, your baggage is 3 kilos over.
Well, his was 5 under. How about I borrow 3 of his?
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Could it go on the light side of the plane, then?
There isn't a light side of the plane, madam.
I won't tell if you won't.
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Fiesta Z-Tech from only £159 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £3,657, 35 monthly rentals of £159 provided by ALD Automotive Limited. Subject to status, you will not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
I went on a Thompson Cruises holiday with my family. It was the best. I went rock climbing in the middle of the ocean, had a water fight with Dad. Mum and Dad had a romantic meal. I found my new favourite dinner, and it doesn't have ketchup on. Went to loads of different cities. I can't wait till next year.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing on selected ships. At all protected.
This Wednesday's £24 million jackpot must be won. Imagine if Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen won it.
And on your left we have Stonehenge with its Baroque facade. And is that a chandelier?
Anyone can win with Lotto. Please, don't let it be him. Play makes it possible. Estimated jackpot. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
It's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. It's a Wednesday. Here's Rachel with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, man arrested over racist attack in which woman lost her baby. Corbyn hammers May on grammar schools. And PM urged to ditch high heels.
Talk Radio.
A man's been arrested in connection with a racially aggravated attack on a pregnant woman who then lost her baby. The 37-year-old has been detained after it happened in Bletchley near Milton Keynes last month. Plans for European nations to work more closely on defence have been criticised by Nigel Farage. The outgoing UKIP leader fears it'll lead to the creation of a European army, navy and air force. Commissioner President Jean-Claude Juncker has suggested a new European defence HQ alongside NATO, although he insists Europe means peace.
It is no coincidence that the longest period of peace in written history in Europe started with the formation of the European communities. 70 years of lasting peace in Europe.
A man serving a life sentence for killing a woman by stamping on her stomach has absconded from jail. 51-year-old Darren Jackson left Sudbury Prison in Derbyshire yesterday morning. He's described as white, tall and slim with short cropped hair and a tribal tattoo on his wrist. Two men have been arrested after a council worker was stabbed to death on his own driveway. Ricky Hayden and his dad tried to stop four men from stealing a moped outside their home in Chadwell Heath in East London yesterday. The Prime Minister and the Labour leader have clashed in the House of Commons over grammar schools.
He believes in levelling down. We believe in levelling up.
Mr. Speaker, equality of opportunity is not segregating children at the age of 11.
Theresa May has been defending her plans to introduce a new wave of grammars across England, but Labour says it's unfair and doesn't address the real problems facing the education system. And Theresa May has been urged to kick off her kitten heels and wear flat shoes instead to support a campaign against women being forced to wear high heels at work. The TEC's campaign has been prompted by actress Nicola Thorpe, who was sent home for turning up for work as a temporary receptionist wearing flat shoes. She's told Talk Radio dress code laws should be changed.
They have the right to say you must dress differently as a man and a woman. But I think that's such a grey area because they're not allowed to treat a man or a woman more or less favourably than the other. But who really decides whether a skirt is more comfortable than trousers, etc.? I just think get employees to look smart if it's necessary for the job. You don't need to say smart man, smart woman, just smart employee.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Another very warm...
Is it
warm
a scorcher, Rachel? That's what everyone wants to know.
Very warm. Doesn't really cut it, does it?
Is it a scorcher?
It's a scorcher.
That's what all the papers lazily doing.
Particularly across the southeast of England. Spare a thought for Northern Ireland, the northeast of England and Scotland, where it will be cooler and cloudier with light rain. Today's high 30 degrees.
They must be livid at this... North-South divide,
yes.
Wasn't it?
It properly is a North-South
divide. They must be just angry, because all the papers, obviously the front pages, they always go, yeah. Look at the picture, look at how hot it is.
It's like the stock pictures of people
rubbing
at
it in. Yeah.
Outdoor swimming pools. Who are all these people that have time to go to outdoor swimming pools?
I tell you who it is. It's journalists. We've talked about this before. It's journalists just going to beaches and outdoor swimming pools to take photographs of, and to use their words, bikini-clad babes.
Yes.
To illustrate the sunshine. But really, it's just journalists, because that's what the traffic is. It's just journalists going to... out. I've got to go and take a photo of a bikini babe. That's what they do.
Con's face lit up there.
Con's little face.
Is that a job for Con this afternoon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Do we need that
no,
for the show?
No, we literally don't.
Are you sure?
Yeah, fine, it's fine.
I mean, I don't mind. No, I mean, it's no sweat off my back.
No, no, you've got an image in people's heads that no one wanted. Your sweaty back.
It's fine.
Yeah. Right, is it Ben or Moose today? Is Ben still
be
cross
Ben.
Because he's hot? Because he was hot yesterday, Ben was cross and hot.
But he's got a very good Hawaiian shirt on today.
Has he?
Which is making him happy.
Right, let's see if he's got the cheery sport in a pre-recorded form.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Yay! Good afternoon. Leicester have their first ever Champions League match to look forward to this evening. The defending Premier League champions are in Belgium to take on Club Bruges. Boss Claudio Ranieri is hoping his side can produce another memorable moment for their fans.
They come and they follow us. For them it's important to see that their players give the maximum. And then it's okay. And then I hope they can enjoy the match.
Tottenham go up against a familiar face in the Champions League tonight. They take on Monaco, who they faced in the group stage of the Europa League last season. Manchester City will once again try to stage their opening Champions League game with Borussia Mönchengladbach this evening. The match was postponed before kick-off due to heavy rain in Manchester last night. Finally, former England cricketer Stephen Davies will leave Surrey at the end of the season. The wicketkeeper's turned down a new two-year contract after scoring more than 10,000 runs in all formats for the county. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, Ben, there with your pre-recorded sport. Let's do some kind of programme.
Talk Radio.
Three good reasons why you should buy a Skoda Fabia this summer. Incredible 0% APR representative finance. £500 towards your deposit and £500 worth of free fuel. The Skoda Fabia. It's a no-brainer. Find your nearest retailer at skoda.co.uk. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan from Skoda Financial Services, 18s and over subject to status, T's and C's and exclusions apply. For free fuel, T's and C's, check skodafreefuel.co.uk. Offer ends 30th September.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Talk Radio, I am John Holmes, yes, and just before the Cotswolds dinner party and a dead pig's sexy mouth. They are the thing with reversing it, aren't they? I think it's all of the people in our green and pleasant land listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons on a weekday. And Paul Hollywood. All right, my lover. Channel 4, of course, have announced they want a new title for The Archers. Cornelius is on trial for the attempted murder of a box of organic veg. Once again, you are encouraged to make up a reality.
The unbakeable.
Yes.
That's coming from double meaning.
We help you through the news by pulling you through the big boys of big business and clubbery, despite the fact. What do you think? What do you think?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Good afternoon then, hello and welcome. And well, we start with breaking news this afternoon. A UK parliamentary report has severely criticised David Cameron for the collapse of the Great British Bake Off. The Foreign Affairs Committee have said that the lawless breakdown of peace negotiations between the BBC and the production company who make the cake programme was the fault of the Cameron government, whose decision to intervene by sending troops into the Bake Off marquee led directly to the rise of both the fanatical so-called Mary Berry and the souffle. A sustained campaign of air and missile strikes against the show's presenters led directly to the collapse of a sponge. And we are getting news that following the toppling of the show's regime of Mel and Sue, Paul Hollywood has descended into violence. So that news again. A government report this afternoon has found that David Cameron is responsible for the destruction of the Great British Bake Off. More, of course, from Rachel as we get that throughout the afternoon. Hello, then. Welcome along. It is, welcome to it, the afternoon, obviously. I'm John Holmes. This is your Wednesday talk radio in it, the afternoon, obviously. Let's call it a 1-4 space filler. And today, made of plastic, like the new £5 note. But where that has Jane Austen on it, we've got the following seemingly high security measures running right through the middle. Headline hijack, then, on the way. The lines are already open for headline hijack. Why not, as you're pretending to enjoy an overpriced soup from Pret that isn't anywhere near as nice as it sounded, why not take the time to make up a news story, a news lie? As you know by now, that lie will take the form of a squatter, a news squatter, taking up space in the 2 p.m. bulletin, steadfastly refusing to leave. All you have to do to pop your fib, your fabrication, or your fakery, or all three, into Rachel's mouth. Rachel's mouth sounds like this.
Hello, you're making me lie.
Yes. To hear it regurgitated... She's not happy about it. To hear it regurgitated as truth, to confuse anyone who's not listening to this bit of the programme. That's what happens at 2 o'clock. Here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
The Lonely Lunch Club membership is open to... If you are eating that soup alone, why not come on the radio and share it? I mean, the reason you're eating alone, not the soup. I mean, otherwise you'd be the person in a place smearing soup on the front of a radio, wouldn't you? And nobody wants that. We can do it if you want. We won't judge you. The Tupperware Hall of Despair opens up. We also have gift prizes in there now, of course. Let's not forget that. Gift prizes are plenty for each new member of the Lonely Lunch Club. Here's an email. Lonely Lunch Club. Is it? No, just Lonely Lunch. Lonely Lunch.
I can't remember.
I can't either.
Hang on, it's on this.
All right, let's just check that. It's probably just Lonely Lunch.
Lonely Lunch.
Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk. Such gift prizes are available as these ones,
A Talk Sport mug. Yes. A Talk Radio mug. Yes. A Talk Sport 2 mug. Yes. A Metro with some haikus scribbled on it.
Bad haikus.
A copy of John's book.
Yes.
A Portrait of an
Signed
Idiot.
Signed by any author that you care to name.
Yes, that's correct.
It's called The Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, available from Amazon and bookshops.
Yes. 2016 Talk Sport Colin Murray calendar. Mm. And a 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
Due to a typo in an email. Those gift prizes could be yours. All you have to do is get in touch if you're lunching alone and tell us why. Email lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Ask broadcast through the glass. We'll call you back. What else is coming up? Work experience punditry today. Wednesday. Today, Laura. Laura, she's new.
A Laura
turns up to give us some hipster nonsense, a roundup of pop-up, if you will. News in haikus. We will send our crack team of reporters out into the streets to shove microphones into the people's faces to find out what they think. Today, do they think asteroids or surfboards? There's a diversity paper review. Kyle will be along as we welcome as well our foreign correspondent, who will be reporting on a foreign story this afternoon from somewhere foreign, in the original foreign. All of your reactions as well, and you can win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. There's a list of things. All you have to do is tell me whether they're dead or alive. You can win your choice of chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. And what's more, you can get in touch for that by 87222.
Send your message with the word tool.
Ginger Dave is not producing. Like Russia, he's been accused of doping by the World Anti-Doping Agency. And, well, the less said about that, the better. Suffice to say, that's between him and the legal representatives of a number of red brick universities. As broadcast is delirious with joy through the glass. She's through the miserable window.
Yeah.
Chloe's on the buttons. Chloe. Hi, Chloe. Hi, Chloe.
Hi,
hi Chloe. That's short for Clovery. Rachel's got the news.
Hello.
Paid intern Cornelius
Hello.
Is still banging on about his Sainsbury's meal deal.
Well, I don't know why I still go there, right? Because I'm not buying the meal deals there because they're not worth it anymore. If I want a meal deal, I'll go to Tesco's now yeah. or elsewhere.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I started getting the Sainsbury's salads
yes.
and I've been starting it for about a month now,
yes.
right? But what they've done is they've cut back on those now. They've taken the little fork out.
What?
So what I have to do is I've got one here. Later, I'm going to have to go and find a fork in this kitchen, which is near impossible. I always end up having to wash one up, even though
Chloe,
I'm busy at work.
Just,
so annoying. You'd think it'd be included. Yeah, has the price
just going to wheel
down?
It. I'm just going to wheel him away from the...
Has the price gone down? No. So what they're doing is just making more money and... making more money
yeah, out you go.
From us.
Out you go.
Yeah?
Out
how
you
much
go.
Money
out
do they think I earn here? I know I got the 30 but my pay's not gonna go.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons, I'm John Holmes, this is Talk Radio. Let's start with some music.
Trying to take my life away. Forever young, I cannot stay. Hey! On every corner, I can see them. They don't know my name, they don't know my.
Talk Radio. The alarm! The alarm!
The alarm,
on Talk Radio. The alarm!
Wow.
68 guns! 68 guns!
68 guns!
But why am I playing the alarm on Talk Radio station. Why would I be playing the alarm on a Talk Radio station? As Talk Radio's head of music, why would I have played the alarm on the radio?
68 guns will never die. 68 guns are battle cry.
I expect you're wondering, Cornelius. I expect you're wondering why I'm playing the alarm on Talk Radio.
Is it a drill? Or is it the genuine
alarm?
Alarm, yeah.
Yeah, it's the alarm, it's the alarm, it's the alarm, it's the alarm! We all have to leave the building when I play that. And assemble outside at the Welsh Welsh rock area.
The alarm tribute band should be called The Drill. I think that's really clever.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll sort that out. Why are you playing this song, John?
Well, because of today's big story, Cornelius, that we will be discussing in depth on the Talk Radio station, as indeed is our haunt. That's why I'm playing the alarm. Today's big story. The big story.
What is it?
The big story.
Yeah.
Well, of course, it's the World Anti-Doping Agency condemning the Russian hackers.
Of course. What? Wow.
Well, the alarm.
They raised the alarm?
No.
No, no one did.
No.
68 guns? Guns, not really.
No.
Is it something to do with the number 68?
No.
What is it?
The alarm are Welsh. Leaks are Welsh. It was a leak of data. So, next, we will be talking to a guest about it. Ask Broadcast is through the grass. That's the noise of her arm.
Yep.
Could you get us a guest, please? Want to be talking about the hacking of the medical records of the Russian athletes by the Russian hackers, please.
Like a hacker guest.
Here's not what to do. Not someone who dances the hacker.
New Zealand rugby.
Right, because I know what's going to happen here. Right, I know what you'll do.
Well, it's because you're not specific.
Yeah,
that's true.
You want me to get a literary expert? I've got you a literary expert.
No, you got someone who knows. No, I said I wanted to know someone who knows about litter, and you got someone from literary, a book. Doesn't matter. Don't get a dancing man. Don't get a dancing hacker man from New Zealand. Get a computer person.
A computer person.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, great. Ask Broadcast there is guest booking through the glass. We'll be talking to whatever she finds next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
The life of a van driver, a life of surprises, a life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different, more than just a van, not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever changing, freedom, flexibility, jobs wide ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers, this is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota. Always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6D 95D HP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business uses over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advanced rental conditions apply.
I like citizen adventure. She likes beaches and romantic meals. Why didn't we think of a cruise sooner? One day it was sun and sand in Saint-Tropez. The next, the old town in Florence. She had a cocktail on the balcony while I went rock climbing. And we both enjoyed the couple's massages.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing and couples massages on selected ships. At all protected.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine. The weekend starts here.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
North Yorkshire's North Van A1 towards Darlington is queuing. There's a breakdown near the Kirby Fleetham exit, which is causing delays. And there was an accident in front of that around Catterick, but that's been recovered. The delays are still there, though. You're heavy past a breakdown on the M62 in West Yorkshire. This is east around Junction 26 for Chain Bar. Queues for Hampshire's A34 in Winchester as you head towards the Winchester bypass from the M3 because of an accident. A40 Monmouth is open, but to Dromore in Down, the A1 is currently closed because of a police incident. I'm Jarena Adams.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and we need to talk today's big story. So, as the World Anti-Doping Agency condemns Russian hackers for leaking the confidential medical files of US Olympic athletes, trying to tar them with the same brush, the Kremlin, of course, tried to deliberately tar its athletes with in the 2012 Olympics. In London 2012, it later emerged that many of the Russian team had competed using hot tar, which they'd kept hidden from the authorities. The tar was then squashed and squirted out of the back of the athletes to slow their rivals on the track or affect visibility in the pool. It worked in a very similar way to James Bond's car, squitting oil out to deter pursuers. Russian scientists, we know this now, of course this all came out afterwards, built flaps in the back of athletes to dispense the tar onto the track or the pool. Basically, we know that the Russians are cheating scum, and now comes the smearing of athletes through hacking. On the line now is an expert. He's the technical trainer at Training 2000 Cyber Division, technical director at Metrics Cloud. That's quite the title. Jamie Woodruff, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome along. That is quite a title, Jamie, isn't it? What do you do then, in layman's terms?
For Train 2000, their cyber division, I deliver technical training courses. So they kind of mainly deal with apprenticeships, but it's a separate kind of entity.
Yes.
Within a group, so we train companies about cybersecurity.
Right. So
and Metrics is kind of a private venture, which is again more focused on kind of the risk financial sector. Relating to security.
Right. So essentially, you know about hacking and stuff.
Yeah, I'm certified penetration testing engineer.
Well, I think we can all say that.
I've got a license to hack.
A license. So you're one of the good guys. You're a good hacker.
Yeah, I'm ethical, so I have a strict code of conduct that I have to follow.
I see. So what's happened here? So why won't the Russians just let the whole thing go now? What's going on?
Well, personally, from reading the story and seeing these guys travel online, I mean, part of the story, there's one of the hackers was named Causey Bear. And he actually also goes by the name apt29 and Causey Duke. Now, last year, he was linked to hacking the White House, the State Department, U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff,
yep.
Defense, energy, financial, insurance, legal, manufacturing. So what I personally run professionally feel, it's obviously state-motivated.
Yeah. So this is what the Kremlin are denying it, but what the evidence seems to point to is that they have sanctioned this, and what they're trying to do is get into the medical data of US athletes to smear them as a sort of revenge for the doping thing. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's what's kind of going on. I mean, part of the way that Causey Bear kind of operates, he does some spear phishing campaigns. That's his main kind of way in. For those who don't know, he sends targeted emails to certain people. They open them emails and he can gain full access over their computer, access over their equipment. But some of these attacks, I mean, like reading through some reports that I got from last year, it's very, you've got to understand and know exactly what you're doing. And I mean, they're evading so many different tactics and firewalls, covering their tracks. I mean, these guys are definitely state motivated. They're not just your average hacking group.
Yeah. So this guy's called Causey Bear.
Yeah.
Right. If that's not an it's not a great hacking name, that, is it?
Not really, no.
No, I mean, it's a bit sort of... I mean, this reminds me of where... You'll remember this, I'm sure. You remember when a member of the Care Bears... Do you remember that? A member of the Care Bears was arrested for hacking into the NSA.
Before kind of my range. I was born in the 90s, so... Maybe Care Bears was before that.
Yeah, well, no, the Care Bears, I mean, they are... Well, you don't hear much about them now, because a lot of them are in prison, of course, but, I mean, the Funshine Bear, Love-A-Lot Bear, and Tenderheart Bear were all in prison for hacking. Accusations of attacks on women bear is still in the Ecuadorian embassy, of course.
Wow.
Where, literally, awaiting trial in Sweden on this occasion. So, it's... But it's an interesting area, isn't it? I mean, where do hackers get their names? Why is he called Cozy Bear?
Well, I don't really know where you get it from. I mean, when I first came up with one of my names that I used for doing anonymous research online,
yeah,
it was a kind of deodorant next to my office chair, and I was like, okay, I'll call myself that.
Right Guard.
And then, not Right Guard. So yeah, I kind of came up with that persona, and then I changed it, and then kind of came on a different persona. But I mean, there's a lot of it's done by kind of like media. So, I mean, for instance, the movie Hackers, a lot of people use the name like Zero Cool. A lot of people use kind of common names like Bitnami, which is like a hosting provider. So it's kind of whatever they feel like, and it's just improvisational. I mean, at the end of the day, what hackers do is they forget. So when they start gaming when they're younger, so let's say if they're 9, 10 years old,
yeah,
they'll have used their hacking name back then. And then all of a sudden, when they're 16 or 17,
Cozy Bear doesn't work quite so well, does it? Yeah.
They'll take that persona on, and that's how they get caught, 9 times out of 10, is the fact that they've registered with that username at some point in history.
I suppose, yes, if you're going on, like, if you're, you know, starting your hacking career very early, and you're watching In the Night Garden, right, and you go, all right, I'm called Eagle Piggle, and then I suppose, later, yeah, when, you know, years later, when you're sort of 25, Eagle Piggle's not as cool, is it, anymore?
Yeah, I suppose so. So then you just become like Mr. Eagle Piggle or something like that.
Yeah. Was it Nivea Underarm doesn't mark the dress, the one that doesn't mark the clothes?
No, it was Lynx.
Oh, yeah. I suppose that makes sense now, yeah.
So I think we're just going through brands, you know?
Yeah, which brand of Lynx did you have? Was it Africa?
Oh, I have no idea. Okay. It was so many moons ago. I think it was chocolate, if we're
Lynx
being
chocolate.
Honest.
Yeah, it's good. I know that's a good way to get your name. I like it.
So.
Yeah, no, well, thank you. I mean, it's an interesting... I understand now you can go down to these Builder Hacker workshops as well, if you want to build a bear hacker, where you can actually just stuff a hacker with data. And then take that away in a box.
To be honest, I mean, with this kind of attack that's come out, I don't think this is going to be the end of it. I think this is just the kind of start of it. I mean, there's lots of documents that are getting published online. A lot of stuff relating to these medical records are going on the dark net, so they've not actually surfaced on the public. I mean, I just landed from Norway about 45 minutes ago, so I've been on my laptop in the car, and there's some documents that have been posted on a hidden Facebook. So they'll be coming to public light soon as well.
Right, okay. Well, look, we've run out of time there. It's quite interesting talking. It was an interesting subject of how it all works and everything else. But I'm going to call you Lynx. Lynx, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon. That's Lynx. Jamie Woodruff, who is the technical trainer for Cyber Division, technical director at Metrics Cloud. What he does is know his hacking stuff, essentially. Unlike me, who doesn't know anything about it. But I think I've learned a thing there. We'll talk about this a little bit more. If you've got an opinion or a reaction on this whole Russia, what are Russia doing? Why are they? Just let it go, Russia, and then get in touch. 8722.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Just after 1:30, Rachel's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Prime Minister says her plans for new grammar schools will set up a new diverse education system that ensures children get more opportunities. Theresa May recently announced plans to lift a long-standing ban on new grammars in England. The Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, attacked the proposals at Prime Minister's questions.
Every child should have the best possible education they can have. We don't need and never should divide children at the age of 11. A life-changing division where the majority end up losing out.
A man has been arrested over a suspected racist attack in Buckinghamshire, which caused a pregnant woman to lose her baby. The 34-year-old victim had been racially abused by a man before the assault in Bletchley last month. Police are searching for a convicted killer who's absconded from jail in Derbyshire. Darren Jackson, who murdered a young mother 3 decades ago, left Sudbury Open Prison yesterday. Nigel Farage has criticised the suggestion that the EU should have its own military. The European Commission President, Jean-Claude Juncker, says he wants to set up a headquarters to work towards it. But the outgoing UKIP leader, who's in Strasbourg, says no lessons have been learned from Britain's decision to leave the EU.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because when I raised this prospect in the referendum, I was told, oh, no, don't believe that. There's never going to be a European army. Well, here it is. And far from being a force for peace, I think it's potentially quite a dangerous development.
Unemployment has fallen slightly. The number of people out of work fell by 39,000 between May and July, but the drop wasn't enough to affect the rates, which remains at 4.9%. And it's now 13 Paralympic golds for Dame Sarah Storey. Britain's most successful female Paralympian retained her title in road cycling C5 time trial in Rio, her second gold medal of the Games. The weather, another very hot afternoon, particularly across central and southeastern England. Northern Ireland, the northeast of England and Scotland, though, will be cooler and cloudier with some light rain. Today's high, 30 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed, Rachel. Rachel will be back in, I'd say 27 minutes. And then she will have the news at 2 o'clock. And in that news at 2 o'clock, there will be a made-up news lie. We call it Headline Hijack. You are invited to make that lie up, masquerading as the truth, though it will be. 8722 is the
start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Chloe, press the button.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late Night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of your reactions coming in this afternoon. Thank you very much to the to today's big story there, as the World Anti-Doping Agency have condemned some Russian hackers. Cozy Bear, a hacker called Cozy Bear, has been... I suppose outed as being involved in this possibly Kremlin-sanctioned hack of US Olympic athletes' medical records. I mean, I don't see why medical records are secret, really. I mean, do you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because some people have discreet ones that they don't want
to. Yeah, I don't mind.
Know.
I'm happy to say mine.
Really?
Yeah. All right. I mean, no point in hacking me, right? So mine would just say, oh, once presented with a sore throat, once had a rabies injection. Once had some malaria tablets, once had the spines of a colony of sea urchins pulled out of his arms and legs after he fell into some in Puerto Rico. Once was all clear, an STD test. That's mine.
That's weird, because you said once, but you said you...
Oh, yeah, the other times I've got everything.
Several times, yeah, you've told me.
I've got everything of that, yeah. Anyway, there's mine. You'll be fine, because, you know, you haven't ever had sex with anyone. So, what reactions coming in, Cornelius?
What's coming in, John? This has come in from Knows IT's Stuff, who's a computer technologician, who says that...
Technologician.
Yeah, that's correct. He says it's very careful. You have to be very careful when you're using your computer, putting up any sort of data online, because he pronounces the word data.
Yes.
He says, please pronounce the word
data.
As data.
Yes.
He says a common thing that you have to look out for when you put it up, you might get an error message saying, would you like to continue putting this data up online?
Putin.
That's one of the clues that Vladimir Putin is watching. So he said just to watch for that. And at Concerned Mother says, well, I'd be very wary of hanging out with the actor Greg Evigan. Because he has a friend, John, and yes. I don't know, he's seen this in the documentary, who is a bear.
No. No.
And that could be the hacking bear.
No.
So very, very worried.
No, that's
fine. She said she can't leave the house just in case she bumps into Greg Evigan.
Who's that from?
It's from Concerned Mother.
Concerned Mother. No, don't worry, because, no, you've made a fundamental and basic error. The bear from Greg Evigan's programme BJ and the Bear, which was an early 80s... program, the bear wasn't a bear, it was a chimpanzee, right? But he was called Bear, BJ and the Bear, and it was BJ McKay, who was a truck driver, and it was his best friend Bear.
Oh, okay.
But the Bear...
Right.
Can you email it back? Because this is important.
Him.
Concerned mothers are him.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you email him back and just say, don't worry.
Don't worry.
Because the Bear in BJ and the Bear wasn't a bear, it was a chimpanzee. So to be clear, it used to go BJ McKay, and his best friend Bear, but it wasn't a bear. It was a chimpanzee called Bear, not a bear. She hasn't got to worry about hacking. In the programme, BJ and the Bear.
Okay, yeah, I've sent that back to
him. Great. So I'm glad. I hope that helps. John, I've been listening to this on the radio, and why don't they just exclude Russia from the world? Not just the Olympics, but the world. Why don't we just turn our backs on Russia and pretend they're not there and ignore them? Right, even if, don't invite them to any of the G20s, don't invite them to any of the G8 summits. None of that. And even if they turn up, right, every time Putin steps up to say anything, the rest of the world just put their hands over their ears and just go, yeah, not listening. We just ignore Russia and exclude them from the world. And John, what about these hackers hacking into the athletes' bodies while they're actually asleep? It's all very well trying to stop them stealing the computer records, but how are you going to stop the ones that are breaking into the athletes' bodies while they sleep? Of course, you've been reading about this in the press today, those small drones that they send into the body entrances of athletes to find their medical history. It's a big story that will, of course, run and run, so we will make sure we do keep you updated on it as the afternoon unhithers. And so then, to headline hijack. Now, 20 minutes, that's how long you've got to make a news story up. Just a lie, a news lie, a fib, a fabrication and a fake. We'd like to hear it said as truth in the news at 2 o'clock from out Rachel's mouth. Okay, and we'd like you to make it up. And the number to do that is 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's there to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme. They are... Maybe they've gone out for lunch. They've popped out. And they don't hear this bit, so they don't know that they're going to be being fed a lie. Just after lunch when they get back and put their radios on. So, we don't ever talk about it afterwards. That's what Headline Hijack is for. That's why it's there, Cornelius. What have you got?
This has come in from William, who says, similar to the story we've just been talking about, after US athlete medical records have been leaked by allegedly by Russian spies, it has emerged that three of the US swimming team have an abnormal anger management issue called bogmatosis, which will cause them to get angry and smash up toilets.
Yes, yes.
Weirdly, though, it's not the three that smashed up toilets.
No.
No, it's weird.
The Royal Mint has had to recall the brand new £5 notes after there have been some instances of a small number of the notes spontaneously combusting. The material that the money is made out of is rubbing against itself, causing friction. And the fire brigade has urged people not to take these new £5 notes into any shops selling Samsung phones, as that could only end in disaster. If you have a made-up news story you'd like to feed our way, well, you do know the number, and I'm not going to say it again, because otherwise Cornelius will have to say that thing he has to say.
Start your message with a word talk.
Didn't say the number.
So I was just checking that's the thing I have to say. Did you mean that?
Lonely Lunch on the way. If you are lunching alone, get in touch with the programme. We will help you through it by, chatting to you on the radio about this and also that. There are prized gifts up for yes grabs if you'd like to get involved. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
This one totally goes to my outfit. Shall I try it on?
Fabulous.
I love it. Who's the designer?
It must be French.
Actually, it's Yaris. How can I help?
How much is this one?
£149 per month. A 0% APR representative.
I'll take two.
Toyota Yaris. High fashion, low price. Toyota. Always a better way. Search Yaris Offers. 0% APR representative, £1,500 finance deposit allowance and £149 per month available on new Yaris Icon 1.05 door when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services over 42 months. £1,968.51 deposit. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Participating centres only.
This Wednesday's £24 million jackpot must be won. Imagine if Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen won it.
And on your left we have Stonehenge with its Baroque facade. And is that a chandelier?
Anyone can win with Lotto. Please, don't let it be him. Play makes it possible. Estimated jackpot. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 6x6 foot lap fence panel for only £12.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
North Yorkshire's Northbound A1 towards Darlington is queuing. There's a breakdown near the Kirby Fleetham exit, which is causing delays. And there was an accident in front of that around Catterick, but that's been recovered. The delays are still there, though. You're heavy past a breakdown on the M62 in West Yorkshire. This is east around Junction 26 for Chain Bar. Queues for Hampshire's A34 in Winchester as you head towards the Winchester bypass from the M3 because of an accident. The A40 Monmouth is open, but to Dromoring Down, the A1 is currently closed because of a police incident. I'm Gerina Adams.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, it is Talk Radio. Coming up at 1:45, and well, a lot of news then today about the World Anti-Doping Agency condemning the Russian hackers. To be clear, that isn't a dance. That is somebody who breaks into a computer, just to clear that bit of confusion up there. That's in the news, of course. David Cameron still in the news, being accused now of bodging the intervention into Libya. The rise of ISIS is his fault, parliamentary reporter said today. Also, David Cameron is accused of bodging the deal between Channel 4 and the BBC and Bake Off there. The rise of so-called Mary Berry and also a souffle is being laid at David Cameron's door, according to a parliamentary report. It's a very... The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Neither can many people, Cornelius, and that's why we are here to help. And by the way, if you can't get your head around the news, we will take your letters on that subject. You can send your letters that tell us you can't get your head around the news to this address, John Holmes, Talk Radio, The Radio, London. We are here to help you, and we do that, of course, by leading you through the news, by reaching a hand out of your radio grill or app, if you're modern. It's the news explained through the art of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Mel and Sue withdraw, finishing at the same time. Mary Berry's flan.
Hughes in haiku.
Shut up.
News.
Shut up.
News.
Stop it.
Okay, fine.
Lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely.
That's right. We now hammer on the door, lightly with a pepper army, on the door of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. This is where, it's the hallowed place, my friend, where we inductees into it. It's the Lonely Lunch Club. Would you like to become a member of the Lonely Lunch Club, being inducted into that Tupperware Hall of Despair? Well, all you've got to do to be so is what? Is be eating alone. That's the only rule of Lonely Lunch Club. Eating alone. Get in touch with us and we will call you back and help you. Help you through your lonely lunchtime, making it fewer lonely by reaching a metaphorical and occasionally, if the technology allows, literal hand out of, it doesn't, out of your radio and pulling you through your lonely lunch. What are you doing? Why are you eating alone? And what are you eating? Those are the questions. We're also available to chit and chat about anything that you'd like us to chit and chat about. Any subject. We could play the role of virtual friend and colleague. Let us meet today's inductee. He's called Ed and he's on the phone. Hello, Ed.
Hello. Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi, Talk Radio listeners.
Yes. How are you, Ed?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm on my lunch hour and I'm alone.
Good. Right. Oh, straight to the heart of the matter. Right. No time for idle chit-chat with Ed. Right. Ed.
No, there's plenty of time.
Okay, fine. Ed, why are you eating alone?
Well, I quite like the peace and quiet, to be honest with you. A lot of people like to go out for lunch with their colleagues and chat. I think it's a nice time to get away, and I like to read my book as well.
Oh, right. What book are you reading?
It's about Genghis Khan's conquest of China. So it's quite stirring stuff. I get taken away all the way to 12th century China and get to hear about the warmongering, and it's good.
Are you
a world away.
Would you describe yourself as a murderous chap?
I wouldn't know. These guys are really, really tough in the book. I definitely don't even compare myself to them, but I'm a pretty calm person.
Okay, but could you handle yourself in a fight with a 12th century warlord?
Absolutely not. I sort of run over my head. I don't know if I can get into a fight with a modern day person, you know, like myself.
Yes.
But, you know, I try and avoid that sort of thing.
You've never had a fight, Ed?
I've never. I've been punched in the face once before, but it was a completely accidental. It was a pal of mine. We were just sort of play fighting.
Larking about.
Larking around. It really hurt. But apparently punching someone hurts even more, so I don't recommend it to anyone.
Best avoid it. Oh, no, that's good advice, certainly. Okay. I don't need you to be specific, but what do you do and where do you work?
I work in the art world for an auction house in central London.
Oh, very good. All right. So
we sell fancy furniture to buyers all over the world.
To high-end buyers.
Yeah, high-end buyers, some normal people.
Fancy furniture. So you're like a high-class IKEA.
Yeah, it's like a high-class IKEA, except you don't have to make the furniture yourself. It's all ready and done.
It comes pre-assembled, doesn't it? Yeah.
It comes ready assembled, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
But it is normally quite often in bad condition because it's 300 years old or so.
Yes. So, I'm getting a sense of you here, Ed. I'm getting a sense of a love of history, really. I mean, you're reading about the 12th century China. You're working with 300-year-old furniture. Is this something you've always been interested in?
I've been interested in the arts. I never thought I'd end up in furniture, but the past has always interested me, for sure. So it's quite nice to get to tie it together.
Yes.
With my interests and work as well.
Right. So in terms of your colleagues, then they've all gone out for lunch without you because you wanted to be alone with your book.
They're in the office still eating, and they're all Tupperware people. You know, they have their loving wives or make it at breakfast time and bring it in. I just don't have the time of day like most other Londoners.
Yeah. What do you favour?
Favorite flight? I don't really know. I normally go for your bog standard sangers from the normal places, but I find it quite samey and repetitive. So I don't know today, and I'm willing to listen to suggestions for lunch.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Tupperware, it's interesting, the Tupperware angle, because doing this over the past few months, you know, you do get a sense of people's lunch habits. And the Tupperware is fewer popular than I would have thought, actually. It's people don't necessarily go for
I think it comes down to leftovers.
Yes, that's what I was going to say, yeah. But it does come down to leftovers, doesn't it? And people are always willing to break out the Tupperware. Is there a sort of lunch hierarchy in the world of auction houses? Because it sounds like everyone does the kind of same thing. They bring stuff in rather than pop out. So I just wonder if there's a little bit of...
Yeah, there is. I don't want to put anyone in any kind of bracket, but there is a quite nice sort of very bog standard canteen where you find some people. You have your very senior people who go out for lunches with clients and then go to your nice Michelin star places in central London or elsewhere. So that's at the high end. I'm sort of around the middle. Occasionally I'll treat myself going out on a Friday. There's another pal who lives nearby, works nearby, will do that. But yeah, there's a hierarchy for sure.
Yeah, you want to. I mean, you should take a leaf out of the 12th century warlord Genghis Khan's book, really, and lay waste to the
system.
To the system, the office, your lunch rivals, right? Go in there you're bored of your word, not mine, Sangers. Go and lay waste to that staff canteen, lay waste to the office, right, and just take their stuff. Just sweep through there and become the warlord of food. Become a lunch lord.
Take no prisoners.
Take no prisoners. You're dealing weapons, old weapons at all.
We axed that department, unfortunately, which is a shame because I would have loved to have worked there.
Yeah.
But I'm sure I could find something. We actually have a mace in our cupboard, in our office, so there's that. But I don't need to fight anyone. I just sneak into the fridges and just take what I
take. You
mine.
Take it, yeah. And don't you just sweep through. You become the greatest lunch lord that this world has ever seen, Ed.
Absolutely. Don't stand in my way, John.
I won't get stand in your way. Get a horse of some kind, like a sort of an antique clothes horse, maybe. That you know people used to dry their clothes on, and ride that proudly around the office, taking the food, shouting, "I am Ed, the lunch lord!"
Right.
Just screaming it like that, and then the world will come to know your name, Ed.
I hope so. I might lose my job at the time, but it wouldn't matter.
Wouldn't matter.
The lunch I could possibly need.
Yeah, that's that. I'm just giving you some idle advice there.
Thank you. I'll take it on board.
You know, that's fine. Out of interest, I mean, it's you know, you're spending time with your book. You've decided that no, actually, you'd like to be fewer lonely this lunchtime, and you've given us a call. I mean, is the book so intense that you need a break from it? Is that what you were doing?
Yeah. I mean, I read it on the way to work at lunchtime and on my way back, and it is quite intense. We're actually having a particular bit now where Genghis is sneaking behind the Qin army. Through a sort of pass in the mountains, so it's like the tension's rising.
Yeah.
So yeah, I need a break for sure.
Well, definitely take the use him as your role model, and
I will.
Take the lunches that are not yours. Sweep
it's
through.
He's ruthless but never cruel, so I might mirror that.
Sweep
my
through.
Attitude towards. I will do.
Now listen, you're inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, right? You get a choice of gifts.
Okay.
For being inducted. And you can choose from one of the following glamorous items, okay?
Okay.
So here we go with the list of the glamorous items.
Yes, you could be supping from the same rim as Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross with a talk radio mug. A copy of John's book, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, which is a book about John Holmes's conquest of China. A TalkSport mug perfectly fits into the cup holder of any dirty white van. A copy of the Metro newspaper scribbled with the news in haikus, as seen on the 36 past 7 service to Charing Cross this morning. A TalkSport 2 mug. You know, TalkSport 2. Yeah?
They all seem like very everyday things. Tell me more about Paul, though.
Hang on.
No, we haven't finished the list yet.
We're not there yet. Oh, sorry.
All right, Genghis, calm down.
2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar. A nostalgic look back to the fighting talk in between years. A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander, following a typo in an email. Please don't pick this, as we don't have to go to the want to go to the shops to actually have to buy one.
Out of those gifts, which would you like, Ed?
So the colander, you definitely can't do that, because that was going to be my choice.
Well, we could do that, because we could just send
a bit annoying.
Send our intern to go and get one.
I think TalkSport mug. My mug's getting a bit of grief at the moment because of the silly pun on it, so I'll take the mug.
A silly pun?
Yeah. It just says, have a pheasant day, and then there's a pheasant on it, and people laugh at it. I've had it for years.
It's not a great mug, is it, that?
It's not. Well, you know, it does the job.
Do you want the mug?
A vestibule for coffee.
Do you want the mug that Paul Ross has sipped from the rim of?
What does it look like?
We've got three mugs. There's a talk radio mug, which is this station, a talk sport mug, which is the more successful station, and then a talk sport 2 mug, and we're still yet to find out what talk sport 2 actually is.
I've enjoyed myself so much. We'll have the talk radio mug.
Hey!
There you go. It's on its way to you. Use it as your chief, as your what's it called? Your standard. As you ride through the office, taking lunches willy and nilly on your 18th century clothes horse, hold aloft the talk radio mug.
I should have said sold when he chose it. I should have gone sold.
Could do it again.
Yeah, exactly. Auction puns.
Yeah, go on.
It's Arak. They drink the Mongolians. It's like a fermented yak's milk. So I'll drink that.
That's not one of the prizes.
That's fine. Well, I'll make my own brew. I'll use the mug.
Sold.
Yay!
Great. Okay, thank you very much, Ed. Ed, there inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Today's Lonely Lunch Club. If you'd like to get on board with it and become the owner of one of those fabulous gift prizes, then the number is 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
You could use Twitter if you like, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or you can email us lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Now there's the small matter of headline hijack. Who is getting their made-up news story into the news at 2 o'clock? Cornelius.
It's Nishant.
And where is Nishant from?
Peckham.
Right. Nishant is in Peckham and has his or her...
His
made-up news story in the news, which is next. After that, work experience punditry. Today, pop-up hipster nonsense, reviewed by new reviewer Laura. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
5 for the 6 o'clock film, please.
That's £62, sir.
Bit steep? I'll tell you what. I'll give you £30, we'll skip the trailers and leave before the end.
It's still £62, sir.
What if I keep one eye shut?
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Focus Titanium from only £199 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £4,776, 35 monthly rentals of £199, provided by ALD Automotive Limited, subject to status. You'll not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
I like citizen adventure. She likes beaches and romantic meals. Why didn't we think of a cruise sooner? One day it was sun and sand in Saint-Tropez, the next the old town in Florence. She had a cocktail on the balcony while I went rock climbing. And we both enjoyed the couple's massages.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing and couples massages on selected ships. At all protected.
Across the UK. Online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
On the radio. It's 2 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Here's Rachel with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Corbyn and May in Commons grammar clash. Russian group condemned over World Doping Agency hack and call for law change over high heels at work round.
Talk Radio.
The Labour leader has attacked the Prime Minister's plan to lift a ban on grammar schools in England. Jeremy Corbyn says the system should never allow academic selection that can split children up at the age of 11. He thinks it's unfair and labels most of those who don't pass the entrance tests as losers. But Theresa May insists the proposals will address unfairness in the current setup.
There is selection in our school system, but it's selection by house price. I think we want to ensure that children have the ability to go where their talents take them.
Some breaking news, and Ebola nurse Pauline Kafaki has been cleared of professional misconduct by a disciplinary panel in Edinburgh. It had been claimed she concealed her temperature from medics on her return from Africa. More on this as we get it. Police are hunting for a convicted murderer who's absconded from an open prison in Derbyshire. Darren Jackson was jailed for life in 1986 for killing a woman in Burnley by stamping on her stomach. The 51-year-old made his way out of HMP Sudbury yesterday morning. Russia's sports minister says there's no proof that a Russian group was responsible for hacking the medical records of US athletes.
How can you prove that there are hackers from Russia? You blame Russia on everything. It is very ill now.
Speaking through a translator at the UEFA Congress in Athens, Vitaly Mutko says Moscow's also worried because Russian athletes might be affected. The World Anti-Doping Agency has condemned the cyber attack, which is believed to have originated in Russia. Information on stars, including Venus and Serena Williams, was stolen. A man has been arrested over a suspected racist attack in Buckinghamshire, which caused a pregnant woman to lose her baby. The 34-year-old victim had been racially abused by a man before the assault in Bletchley last month. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will be questioned by Swedish prosecutors at the Ecuadorian embassy in London next month. He's been holed up in the building since 2010 to avoid extradition to Sweden to face sex assault allegations. Union bosses are urging Theresa May to dump her trademark kitten heels and wear flat shoes instead to promote women's rights. The call came during a debate at the TUC conference in Brighton. Actress Nicola Thorpe was sent home for turning up for work as a temporary receptionist wearing black flat shoes. She then launched a petition to get the law changed.
This is why I think it is a legal matter, a government matter, in that if government set a precedent of changing the law, then the next generation wouldn't be so horrified to go on TV without makeup, to go on TV without wearing heels.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Another hot afternoon, particularly across central and southern England, particularly across the southeast. Northern Ireland, though, the northeast of England and Scotland will be cooler and cloudier with some light rain and highs of 30 degrees today.
Thank you very much, Rachel. Today, by the way, we are collating, this is what we've decided to do, your hot weather facts. In common with all newspapers and media outlets, we are pretending to be excited about the fact that, you know, the sun is out in September. So your hot weather facts are very welcome. You can share them, please, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with a hot weather fact.
Here's one. Just like when it snows, the roads can become slippy when it's too hot. Therefore, councils in summer often have to scatter pepper on the roads, as that's the opposite of salt. You've probably seen those pepper gritting lorries that they have in those pepper bins by the...
Grat.
By the side.
Grat.
That's right.
Yeah.
Grat. By the side of the road.
That's a great fact.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. If you've got one, share it 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on
Twitter. Start your message with any word you like.
It's 4 minutes past two. I imagine Ben has the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher.
Yes,
good afternoon. Leicester manager Claudio Ranieri says they'll have to write another big fairy tale if they're to win the Champions League this season. The Premier League winners make their debut among Europe's elite when they face Club Bruges in Belgium tonight. Can they go all the way? Here's captain Wes Morgan.
Why not? You know, no one thought we could win the Premier League, so...
What?
Captain Morgan.
Captain Morgan, yeah.
Tottenham face a familiar opponent tonight. They take on Monaco, who they beat in the group stage of the Europa League last season.
Like the rum.
Manchester City will try again to stage their opening Group C game with Borussia Mönchengladbach this evening.
Yep.
The match was postponed before kickoff last night due to heavy rain in Manchester.
Kick-off.
Finally, Dame Sarah Storey has won a 13th Paralympic gold medal. The 38-year-old came first in the cycling C5 time trial. Paralympics GB have now beaten their gold medal haul from London 2012, as that victory took them to 35. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And Dave Myers and Cy King, better known as the Hairy Bikers, have been announced as the new hosts of the Channel 4 version of the Great British Bake Off. The BBC have announced that Mel and Sue will be taking over the Hairy Biker show and are currently being encouraged to grow beards.
Thank you very much, Rachel, with the news there, and Ben with the sport. Chloe, right, press the button. No, not Chloe. Right, Chloe, press the button. She's pressing the wrong
button.
You got the wrong button. You've got a load of buttons there, Chloe. Press the right. Chloe, press a button.
No, not.
Press a different button, Chloe. Chloe, press a button. Chloe, press a button.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
They've installed a load of new buttons in there, and they haven't really trained Chloe up properly on it. It's a load of new things she's got in there. Chloe.
And she'll get there.
Yeah, she'll learn. She'll be fine. Yeah. Did you? I didn't know her name was short for Clovery.
No, I didn't, actually.
Is it? Is it time for work experience punditry?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this. Laura. Joins us for Work Experience Punditry. She's a first timer.
Yes.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. So now Ellie normally comes in here on a Wednesday clutching hipster nonsense, a review, a roundup of pop-up, if you will. And she's not here today, so you have been charged with reviewing the hipster nonsense.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about you first, Laura, because where are you from?
I am from New York, if you can tell my American accent.
There was a clue in there. There's a clue in it. Yeah, all right. And so why are you here?
I am here. I just moved to London a few weeks ago.
Okay.
And I hear the weather's been uncharacteristic, but I'm enjoying it.
It has been uncharacteristic. That's one word for it, certainly. Did you move here specifically to come and work here at Talk Radio for a bit?
Yes.
Okay. See, that's the international standing we have.
Well, so we're popular in other countries.
Yeah, just not this one.
lot of transatlantic appeal.
Yeah, probably. So, okay, now, what hipster nonsense are you going to be looking at today?
So, I was looking into things to do in London, and I found there's a public lavatory-themed walking tour you can go on. No. So that was one I thought was interesting.
So how does that work?
So you pay £12 per person, and you're taken on a tour that highlights an often forgotten but crucial side of London, is what they say on the website.
Right, so the crucial side of this is essentially, it's crucial if one wishes to urinate.
I guess,
but are these working toilets?
Yeah, they're working loos. The tour has a 5-star on TripAdvisor, so.
Well, I mean, if I was desperate for a waz, you know, I'd pretty much give. I mean, I've had some 5-star wees in my time, though. I don't mind telling you that. You know. I have. You know, when you're really desperate to go, you know, and it's built up, right? Then the moment you can release the urine is a 5-star moment for us all, isn't it? It feels pretty good, that. You know. Don't look at me like I'm mad. This is, you know, we've all been there. We've all been there, haven't we?
Yeah, but I don't think that's what they do on the tour, is it?
Well, I don't know. Do you just go and look at toilets, Laura?
I think so. I think you're taken around all the different. Apparently, you cover quite a bit of London on this tour.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm not really sure. But they say it's lovely and fantastic.
Lovely, yes.
I might go now, they've used that pun.
Yes. They do like a pun, the hipsters, don't they?
Yeah, they love
their
it.
Pop-up. So all that's happened here is, we can see what's happened, can't you, right? They've gone. There's already walking tours where you can go around where Jack the Ripper murdered prostitutes, right? So that's fine, right? And I don't know whether that's a modern thing. I don't know whether you meet any current prostitutes on that tour.
I'm not sure.
I've not done it. I don't know whether you can. Like, if you go to visit the toilets, can you?
No, shut up.
Okay, so. Because, you know, there are some 5-star experiences. Apparently. So, I don't know. But perhaps they've just run out of walking tours and someone, a hipster, with a trademark man bun, Laura.
I'm sure.
And their trousers rolled up to show their mankles, right, has just gone, oh, I know. Toilets. And have just invented this nonsense idea of a walking tour of toilets.
But it's doing well.
Well, I mean, why would you? Would you pay £12 to go and see a toilet?
I don't think so.
I mean, admittedly, that's cheaper than using one at a station. But, you know, I think it's just a bit...
It would be interesting to know where all the public toilets are in London, though, like the free ones. Because I can only think of one in proper central London, which is Trafalgar Square.
Starbucks.
Yeah.
No, but you're supposed to buy something, yeah, aren't you? And sometimes they lock them as well.
Yeah, but everyone's been for a McWee, haven't they?
Yeah.
Everyone's been for a McWee. You go in McDonald's, you look round like you know someone, you might be meeting someone there, right, surreptitiously, and you go, and you do that look on your face when you go in that says, oh, the person I'm meeting hasn't arrived yet, but I'll just use the loo while I'm waiting for them. And then you go in, you use the loo for nothing, and then you come out, and then you have to sort of go... Do that look on your face and go, oh, the person isn't here, perhaps they're outside. And then walk outside and then leg it.
You take a fake phone call.
Take a fake phone call, Laura. Exactly. You've done it.
I've done it.
You've done it yourself.
Yeah.
If you were going to have a wee anywhere in central London, Laura, where would you go? Where
probably
would you choose?
Starbucks.
You'd go to Starbucks, would you?
You should have chosen Buckingham Palace or somewhere cool.
I know.
I've tried to. You can't wee in Buckingham Palace. They're wise to it. You go in there and do the same thing. I've walked into Buckingham Palace, you know, and you do that thing where you're looking around. Oh, is that I'm meeting someone? I'm meeting someone. And then, you know, and you know, there's no paper. You have to wipe out the corgi. It's awkward.
Yeah.
It's as a tourist. you've only been here a short amount of time. Are you going to do that tour?
Maybe. And now that we've talked about it, it doesn't sound so bad.
Yes, it does. What have you got next?
So the other hipster trend I have is charcoal juice is apparently a new thing that loads of people are trying.
Charcoal juice.
Yes, it is £7.30 for a bottle from the juice press.
What?
Yeah, it boosts metabolism, cures hangovers.
Draws on walls.
Yeah, and Vogue says it might be rooted in the medical community.
Oh. So hang on. So you get a handful of charcoal.
I think it's pre-made. I'm not sure you can make this by yourself.
Okay, so if you put a handful of charcoal in your Nutribullet, it'd smash it to bits, I imagine.
Yeah.
But what do you mean charcoal? We don't...
So the juice itself...
Charcoal's not a fruit, is it?
No, I think you mix it with lemons and other things. It's a black, what you end up with.
It would be, yeah.
Mucky mixture.
Yeah.
But this is the new thing.
And what does it do?
It's supposed to... The pores in it are supposed to absorb toxins. But we don't know.
A toxin's a thing. Have they just been made up by this sort of industry?
I think so. I'm not sure. Yes.
So, in that kind of let's sell it sort
it's
of
like that Bifidus digestivus, which isn't a thing.
That's a Scottish rock band.
Yeah. A toxin's one.
Well, a toxin is a. I mean, a toxin is a...
It is a thing.
Yeah. It is a thing, yeah.
It is a thing.
Yeah.
But I think your body detoxes. I'm not sure you need these juices and bloggers to detox you.
Yeah, I don't... I mean, this is very much in... We're getting into the realms of Gwyneth Paltrow here.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Goop.
What's it called?
Goop.
Goop.
Yeah.
And that's her website, isn't
it? Yes. She recommended a $3,000 blender last Christmas as a gift on Goop.
Did she happen to be sponsored by that blender in any sort of way?
Sounds suspiciously like she may have been. I'll tell you what else was on her Goop website, Laura.
Tell me.
Right. This is... I mean, I'm not one to comment on this, but I did read her website, and she was saying how one should steam clean one's uterus.
I also saw this.
Did you see that?
I didn't try.
No, but I didn't. It didn't look like one should try it. I mean, but essentially there was probably a $3,000
kettle.
Yes, which once boiled, one has to squat over it.
Yeah,
It basically cleans out a foo-foo. I don't know. I don't know the details of how it worked.
But it didn't work for me.
No.
No, you still got those toxins in you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Try charcoal.
Yeah. Try rubbing charcoal on it.
Sit on a bonfire.
But it's. I mean, that's... why? See, that's a hipster thing straight away, isn't it? Just telling people to do that. What's she doing?
Yeah,
she's up there with these charcoal people. That's not racist. This is about this is about the drinking the charcoal. Just to be clear, there, don't write in.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
No, I hate it. I hate the very notion of it, frankly. And it's like all these things now with the juicing and the toxin. Yeah. And the and it's like if you can make a juice, even if you can't make a juice out of it, it seems that they encourage you to make a juice out of it. Like,
charcoal
rocks.
Rice. They make rice milk.
Well, that's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't
rice
make
wine.
Rice tea. Rice cakes. Ricicles. But it's no. I'm with you. I think it's. I don't see how one can get juice out of charcoal. I think they just made it up. It's just like mud or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But people love it.
No, they don't. Thomas has just texted in, tweeted in, tour of the toilet. Are they taking
no.
the... Oh, fine. Right. Laura is here with her roundup of hipster nonsense. And we will be talking more of it very shortly indeed. It's work experience punditry, of course, where we review stuff. But it's always done by work experience because the advantage of that is that we don't have to pay them. It's 17 minutes past 2 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This one totally goes to my outfit. Shall I try it on?
Oh, fabulous.
I love it. Who's the designer?
It must be French.
Actually, it's Yaris. How can I help?
How much is this one?
£149 per month. And 0% APR representative.
I'll take two.
Toyota Yaris. High fashion, low price. Toyota. Always a better way. Search Yaris offers. 0% APR representative, £1,500 finance deposit allowance and £149 per month available on new Yaris Icon 1.05 door when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services over 42 months. £1,968.51 deposit. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Participating centres only.
Sounds fantastic. Another round, so what's this sound? That's a gang of larcenous gibbons making off with someone's treasured marimba. But what's this sound?
Go compare.
That's the sound telling millions of canny householders where to look to save on their insurance.
For the right home cover, you'll soon discover nothing quite compares to Go Compare.
Sounds fantastic.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
To Hull, well, it's a closure of Clive Sullivan Way, the A63, over the Daltrey Street flyover. It's closed westbound because of a shed load of steel. The M6 South in Cheshire is queuing towards a breakdown near 18 for Middlewich. The M6 South near Coventry is currently closed from junctions 2 through to Catthorpe for the M1 after an accident there. Hampshire's northbound A34 is struggling away from the M3 towards the Winchester bypass. One lane still out because of an accident. And to Antrim, where the northbound M3 in Belfast is very busy. There's been an accident near junction 1A for the M2. I'm Joanna Adams.
Dirty.
Board up the windows.
Filthy.
Call in the dog.
Nest.
Speed dial your mum and tell her that you love her.
Dirty.
A showdown is coming to town.
Gonna get rowdy.
The strutters saved on their car insurance. The builders saved on their home insurance. But who is the most epic? Car versus home insurance. Go to Money Supermarket and see where you could save the most.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss.
If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio in the afternoon, 20 past 2. And the news, I don't know if you've seen any of the news. I mean, what percentage of the news would you say you've seen today, Cornelius?
80-naught.
80-naught percent.
Yeah, 80-naught.
All right, well, if you've seen a percentage of the news, do let us know what percentage of the news you've seen. You can get that to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
But it's quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
Well, we help, you see, on a daily basis by taking the news, and then what you do is you peel it back to its component parts. But very much you make a juice out of it, shall we say. I'd sort of, if you get the news and you throw it into a Nutribullet with some charcoal and some uterus steam, you... And then you switch it on, don't you? And you get a nice juice, and you can drink the news, steamy
uterus
juice, and it gets the toxins of the news out of your body, doesn't it?
Mm.
And then when you drink that, what you find is that you end up with obviously it makes you go straight through you, and you have to go on a tour of the toilets. Because it comes out as much the same liquid form as it went in. But if you go through that...
Oh, terrible.
What you end up with is you find five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. Mm. It's the news in haikus. Coos. It's the news in haikus.
Union boss compares Hillary Benn with Hitler, or Hitlery Benn.
News in haiku. So we are amidst work experience punditry here on Talk Radio in the afternoon. It's just gone 20 past two. I'm John Holmes. Hello. And Laura is with us. She is from New York. She is doing today's hipster nonsense, a pop-up, a roundup of pop-up, if you will. Already we have, or even if you won't, already we've discussed the walking tour of London's toilets. Stupid idea. And the fact that the trendy new thing to drink at £7 a bottle is charcoal juice. And then she tells us during the break that she's drunk it.
I have to stay relevant.
So when did you buy this?
I think about 2 months ago.
Right.
Yeah.
So I didn't realise you'd tried it. You kept that a bit quiet, didn't you?
Sorry.
And then sort of dropped that into the conversation. So you spent £7 on some black sludge in a bottle.
I wanted to see.
Right. Did you drink it all?
No, I couldn't get to the end.
What did it taste like?
A bit chalky, I would say.
A bit what?
Chalky.
Chalky.
Yeah.
A bit charcoal-y
chalky
as well, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Yes, chalky. Chalky. I mean,
yeah, should have had it with some cheese. I heard it goes really well together.
Oh, delicious. Yeah.
Mm. No, that's you've got the wrong end of the stick there.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. I'm understanding.
You got the wrong, yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, never mind. So, what we got next? Where are we going next? We've done that rubbish.
So next, apparently, the thing to do with your friends, there you can pay a company to lock you in a room for 1 hour, and you have to figure out how to get out. They're called escape games. I actually think it sounds kind of cool.
We touched on something like this a while back. Yeah, this is kind of, it's like there are puzzles or something. You have to solve all these,
and you have to get out.
And they're just popping up, are they?
They're everywhere. They have in Glasgow, they have one called Escape Glasgow. In London, there's Clue Quest.
Escape London.
Escape Glasgow is just going to Glasgow. Just sort of escape unscathed.
I mean, we also have these things, you know, lock people up, they try and escape. It's called prison. We do have them. You know, I mean, it is...
It's cheaper to get in as well.
Yeah. It's kind of free.
Yeah.
And they feed you.
Yeah, exactly.
You get a meal chuck.
You don't have to pay council tax. So, you know, they'd already exist as a thing. Pop-up prisons. That's essentially what they are. Right, so have you tried this?
I have.
You see? Unbelievable.
I am
Did you take your charcoal juice down there with all your friends?
Why do you think they picked me to do this?
No, I don't know. I guess it was a diversity thing. Anyway, so do you recommend it? What happened? Did you get out?
So we didn't get out.
Well, obviously you got out. You're in here.
didn't get out.
Everyone I asked when I told them about this, their question was, well, what happens if you don't get out? What do you think happens if you don't get out? They don't leave you there. Of course, they let you out after the hour.
Well, that's taking the edge off, isn't it?
Yeah.
Surely, there should be an actual threat.
Yeah.
Like in the film Saw. In fact, they should do that, the hipsters. Right, I'd like to see some hipsters try to get, you know, I'd like to see a hipster tied to a chair, right, handcuffed to a chair,
yeah,
right, with the key to the handcuffs hidden behind his eyeball. And he's got to get it out with a pop-up scalpel or something.
They sort of
like
did
in the
that.
Film Saw.
They sort of did that at Fort Park, the theme park. They did a Saw maze, but I don't think it was that graphic.
I'm guessing health and safety would have stepped
in. I think it was more just actors jumping out at you.
Yeah, you don't really get injured there. That's Alton Towers you're thinking. So what did you do? What puzzles were inside?
So there were all sorts of number games and riddles that you had to... So when I did, we really didn't do well.
Right. No. Is this because you took a load of people, were you drunk?
No.
Oh, okay, because that's, I think, that's a yes. Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, I was drunk on life and charcoal juice. I was toxin free.
But I think I get smarter when I drink.
What if you need the toilet, speaking of toilets?
We didn't get there, I don't know.
Well, is there a toilet, can you go?
No.
So if
I guess
you,
not.
If you want to go to the loo inside the place... You have to, like, just go in the corner, don't you?
Yeah, I guess.
Making the environment kind of worse.
So go before.
Well, it's a good advice. So you get smarter when you're drunk?
I think so.
Like, everyone thinks that.
Don't you?
Everyone thinks that.
My language skills improve everything.
Yeah. So what did you sheepishly have to come out of this pop-up prison? Or did you kind of... I mean...
Yeah, we were embarrassed. Because you don't know if the other people... Because you see people who have done other ones, so you don't know if they escaped or not. So you have this... you know, you don't want to admit it.
What was the type of challenge you had to do?
So there were all sorts of number games and then clues. And there was one where you had to play a song on the piano and it opened a lock.
Really?
It's quite cool.
Okay, and you failed at all of these.
Yeah, we didn't do
okay,
well.
Good. tell me about Burning Man.
Burning Man. So I think that might be the most hipster thing to have happened this decade.
It is the hipster festival, isn't it?
Yes.
Burning Man.
So this is 70,000 people go into the desert in Nevada.
Yeah.
And, so what do?
Well, I guess they burn men.
Yeah, they don't have anything. Yeah.
It is the...
I want to specify that.
It's not a Burning Man festival. What else are they going to do? The clue is in the name.
Yeah.
It's the kind of cool hipster. If you speak to someone who goes, what festivals are you festivaling this summer? And people go, oh yeah, I'm doing Glastonbury, I'll do Latitude, and probably Love Box. But you can outdo them all. But if you say, I'm going to Burning Man, then you are the coolest person in the room already.
Yeah,
right?
But you're a burner then.
Is that what they call
you? They call it,
burner.
A burner.
And what's there?
So I guess there is nothing there, and then people build all these art things and pop-up restaurants. It's a community. You don't use money, so you have to make deals and figure out how to trade with people for food.
I didn't know that.
They want self-reliance and decommodification, says on the website.
It sounds awful, doesn't it? So I bet they swap the charcoal juice. Oh yeah, would you like
sure.
Would you like some charcoal juice? Oh yes, I would. Oh, would you like? In that case, why don't you, in return for the charcoal juice, come on a tour of the festival toilets with me?
Exactly.
I mean, horrible.
Yes.
What they should do as the culmination of the Burning Man Festival, right? They should get a giant wicker hipster, right? A wickster.
Yeah.
A 60-foot high wicker man bun wearing stupid mankles out bloody cereal eating cafe monster, right? And just put that in the desert, but then fill it with hipsters. Everyone who goes to the Burning Man Festival, so it's got to be big enough to fit 70,000 people in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the ultimate festival end. You go to the festival, and at the end of the festival, you climb into a giant wicker hipster, and you're just burned.
That's a bit cultish, I think.
There you go. I've already come. That's my idea for a festival.
A lot of naked people at this festival looking online.
Yeah. A lot of naked people.
What?
Yeah. They're all naked.
They're naked people give free hugs. It's a thing.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. So that in the desert, that's fine. No. So naked people give free hugs. In the desert, that's hip and cool. Mm-hmm. Try to do that in 1970s Radio 1 and they'll put you in prison.
There's a lady, I'm looking at a photo of a topless lady, and on her back it says, please help, need LSD now.
She sounds like a lady.
Wow. Yeah. Have you ever been?
No.
No, see?
How did she write that on her own back?
Cornelius there, getting to the heart of the matter. That's not a festival, that's harassment. Anyway, pop-up harassment festival.
Yes.
I'm not going to go on that route. Basically, that was the Radio 1 Roadshow, wasn't it?
Move on.
Okay. Laura, thank you very much for coming in all the way from New York.
Thank you.
To review the pop-up hipster nonsense for Work Experience Punditry today. In the next half an hour of the programme, then, there will be... I'm guessing we're going to be talking to... that's in the next hour, our foreign correspondent. I know today we have a foreign correspondent somewhere foreign speaking in the original forum. We'll have a diversity paper review, the big debate... three, and you can win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. If you'd like to come on the radio to play Dead or Alive, here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And you could well win your choice of a chicken, a beef, or a lamb, or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. It's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And Rachel's got the news.
Nurse Pauline Kathaki, who nearly died after contracting Ebola, has been cleared of professional misconduct. She had been before a disciplinary panel in Edinburgh, accused of allowing a lower temperature to be recorded during checks on her return from Sierra Leone in 2014. Her lawyer, Joyce Cullen, has just spoken outside the hearing.
Throughout her career, Pauline has been motivated by a genuine desire to help other people, even if this meant putting her own life at risk. She would never have knowingly put anyone in danger. Pauline was lucky to survive, and since her return from Sierra Leone, has continued to suffer from ill health.
Police are searching for a convicted killer who's absconded from a jail in Derbyshire. Darren Jackson, who murdered a young mother 3 decades ago, left Sudbury Open Prison yesterday. 2 men have been arrested after a council worker was stabbed to death on his own driveway. Ricky Hayden and his dad tried to stop 4 men from stealing a moped outside their home in Chadwell Heath in East London yesterday. The 27-year-old's father was also stabbed, but his injuries aren't life-threatening. People living nearby are horrified.
You know, you don't expect it to happen on your own doorstep. You see it on the news, but shocked ain't the word. Known him since he was little.
It's disgusting. All over a moped.
We can't believe it.
The Labour leader has accused the Prime Minister of heading backwards with her plans for new grammar schools in England. Jeremy Corbyn says the system should never allow academic selection. Theresa May insists her proposals will address the issue of house prices dictating what kind of school a child goes to. And Great Britain has now won more gold medals at the Rio Paralympics than at London 2012. Dame Sarah Storey took the total to 35 by retaining her title in road cycling's C5 time trial. The weather, another very hot afternoon, particularly across central and southeastern England, Northern Ireland, the northeast of England and Scotland will be cooler and cloudier though, with some light rain and highs of 30 degrees today.
Thank you very much, Rachel. You're listening to Talk Radio. In the next half an hour then, yes, Kyle will be here with today's diversity paper review. And as I mentioned, there is your chance to win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. That's in around an hour's time.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, and a lot of your reactions, of course, are coming into Talk Radio. It is your home of reaction, so you can get your reactions too, as a lot have been coming in and they sound like this.
Lots coming in, John. You can't call Paul Hollywood a slimy git. That's coming from the bosses. And you can just tell Paul Hollywood is going to go to Channel 4, the slimy git.
Thank you very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, then there are various ways to get in touch with the programme. Of course, we are on Twitter as well. We're on Facebook, we're on WhatsApp, we're on Mashbox, Buzzcrack, Snapcrackle and Pop. And you could also like us on Brexit or Tiswas. Or why not rate the show this afternoon on Dagnabbit. Don't forget we're also on Grindr and Pornhub. And by all means, do get in touch via cave painting this afternoon. Now, all you need to do, if you'd like to communicate with Talk Radio using prehistoric wall art, you need to inscribe your message on the surface of the rock using very early pigments. Now, dirt, or as we've been talking about, charcoal, mixed with saliva or animal fat, or iron oxide ground into powder. Or you could use calcite as well. That works very, very well. And what you have to do is apply that mixture to the wall in a series of shapes, which maybe indicate something, something that you'd like to send as a message about. Maybe horses. You can rudimentary handprints work very well as well. And then what you have to do is you have to travel back in time around 20 or 30,000 years, wait thousands of years then for your message to be discovered by archaeologists, and then maybe send us a text here at Talk Radio to tell us which cave your message is in. Now, do remember that prehistoric cave drawings will be charged at your usual Paleolithic parietal art rates. Now, we need to go out onto the streets, because that is where the people are. If you'd like to have a look, I don't know whether you're in the street now, maybe listen to this walking along, maybe you're near a window and can see a street, or maybe you're driving along a street. You might notice that there's people in it. We often find that there are. Or rather, our reporters, our crack team of reporters, find that there are people in the streets, so-called because they're on crack. That's the reporters, not necessarily the people in the streets, although some of them definitely are. We go out every morning to take the pulse of the nation to find out what the people think. Today, do they think asteroids or surfboards?
Surfboards.
Surfboards.
Asteroids.
Asteroids.
Surfboards.
Asteroids.
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 Surfboards.
Surfboards.
Asteroids.
Surfboards.
Surfboards.
Asteroids.
Surfboards.
Asteroids.
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 Surfboards.
Surfboards.
Asteroids.
Surfboards.
Asteroids.
Asteroids.
Surfboards.
Surfboards.
Asteroids.
Asteroids.
Surfboards.
Asteroids.
Surfboards.
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 Asteroids.
Asteroids.
Surfboards.
Asteroids.
Asteroids.
Surfboards.
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 Asteroids.
Asteroids.
Surfboards.
Surfboards.
Asteroids.
Well, that's what the people think, certainly. But the question is now, what do you think? Do you think surfboards? Or do you think asteroids? 87222.
Starting message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Starting message with the word asteroids or surfboards.
Cannot have escaped your notice that the news media is on the front of all the papers today. Of course, it's front and centre on many news broadcasts, on various programmes, on various outlets. The weather's gone a bit hot. Whenever that happens, of course, the newspapers print pictures of bikini-clad, their words not mine, beauties on the front, just to demonstrate to us that the sun is out. It's divided the country, though, of course. The top of the country it's raining in the top of the country, but it's sunny in the bottom of the country. It's the north-south weather divide, of course. And we're helping you today survive the hot weather by bringing you hot weather facts. Thank you for sending yours in. If you've got a hot weather fact you'd like to share with the nation, here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, this one came in earlier, as you know. Just like when it snows, the roads can become slippy when it's too hot. Therefore, councils in summer, and you'll have seen the lorries out, scattering pepper on the roads, because that's the opposite of salt, which, of course, you put down when it's cold. There are pepper lollies.
Pepper lollies, yeah, that's what they eat while they're going around.
That's right, and they drop them out of the back of the... And they melt so quickly out of the lorries that the pepper stays on the road.
Yeah, what colour are the lollies?
The pepper lollies?
Yeah.
Black pepper lollies.
Oh, why? They're not yellow.
Why would there be yellow pepper lollies?
Well, I thought the lollies might be yellow and the lorries might be red.
Right.
Red lorry, right. Yellow lolly.
Lolly.
But never mind, if they're not, that's fine.
And the lorry's driven by Laurie, who works here as well. And we know that because although he says he's the group executive editor of radio stations, none of us know what he does. He doesn't seem to do anything.
But what he actually does
is drive the lorry.
The red lorry.
That drops the yellow lolly.
Yeah. on the road.
Yeah. Hot weather facts, Cornelius.
Yes, apparently in August... Well, this is true. Apparently in, in August 2002, the weather was so warm...
Yes.
...that the BBC weather green screen, yes, which is what they use as the backdrop, that's what they project the map onto, during the weather forecast, melted. This meant that they were unable to do the weather, and thousands of people went out in winter coats, hats, gloves and scarves and just died.
Just died. And that was the BBC's fault.
Yeah, yeah.
In Alaska, Sarah Palin banned hot weather when she was governor, which is why it's so cold in Alaska. If you've got a hot weather fact, do share it with us, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Still to come on the programme, you can win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. Your choice of chicken, beef or lamb, of course, or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. And next, a diversity paper review. A diversity goes through the papers. It's our way of being the most diverse programme in broadcasting. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 6x6 foot lap fence panel for only £12.95 ex VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Sorry, madam, your baggage is 3 kilos over.
Well, his was 5 under. How about I borrow 3 of his?
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Could it go on the light side of the plane, then?
There isn't a light side of the plane, madam.
I won't tell if you won't.
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Fiesta Z-Tech from only £159 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit Ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £3,657, 35 monthly rentals of £159 provided by ALD Automotive Limited. Subject to status, you will not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
To Hull, well, there's a closure of Clive Sullivan Way, the A63, over the Daltrey Street flyover. It's closed westbound because of a shed load of steel. The M6 South in Cheshire is queuing towards a breakdown near 18 for Middlewich. The M6 South near Coventry is currently closed from junctions 2 through to Catthorpe for the M1 after an accident there. Hampshire's northbound A34 is struggling away from the M3 towards the Winchester bypass. One lane still out because of an accident. And to Antrim, where the northbound M3 in Belfast is very busy. There's been an accident near junction 1A for the M2. I'm Joanna Adams.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and this is the 1 till 4 bit of the afternoon. A lot of your reactions have been coming into the studio. As you'd imagine, Talk Radio is the home of reaction, and you know if you've got a reaction and there's nowhere really else, you know, maybe your tomorrow is the day that the council come to empty your reaction bin. I know it's sort of different days in different regions of the country, but if it's your reaction bin collection day tomorrow, your reaction bin's already full. By all means, don't just fly tip your reaction. And you see them, don't you, all the time. You drive driving through the countryside, and then someone's just chucked a reaction onto the hedgerow, and it's an eyesore.
Oh, it's horrible,
frankly. And so, rather than do that, just save up your reactions and send them to us, because we'll take them for the radio. Here's some that have been...
yes, lots coming in, John. Donald Trump blames Barack Obama for being the founder of ISIS, and we all kick off. But when a group of MPs say David Cameron fueled the beginnings of ISIS, that's okay. That's coming from How Does That Work? And I went to a French beach yesterday and was listening to Peter Gabriel's new song, Veil, and the police have approached me and told me it was banned.
Yes, that's been a big problem.
That's from Story.
It's been a big problem as well, that, in France. I know, you can't... you can't listen to Peter Gabriel's new song on the beaches at all. They've got it. It's very anti-Peter Gabriel country, France,
yeah,
you see.
Yeah,
there's a long history,
shame, really.
Long history of people who like Peter Gabriel getting into running battles with it. It goes back to the time of Genesis. Right, it's time for today's diversity paper review. Diversity paper review, if you've not heard it before, works very much like this. You know how Lenny Henry goes banging on all the time about not being enough diversity in broadcasting, and he's absolutely right. So this is where we take his lead and do what we can, frankly, to become the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Each day a different diversity does our paper review. Today we welcome back Kyle. Good afternoon, Kyle.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. What kind of diversity are you?
I am English, Jamaican and Welsh.
Excellent news. That, my friends, is the best of diversity.
Nice mix.
Right there. What have you got in the papers today?
Today, we've got a few stories from The Times, The Daily Mail and The Mirror.
Yep.
Start off with The Times. A fisherman films an attack by a great white. Yeah, crazy story. So 22-year-old student Tyler McKillen was spearfishing in shallow water off the California coast when a great white shark lunged out of the murk behind him.
What?
So he's managed to capture the whole attack on a GoPro.
I haven't seen this.
It's incredible footage.
It?
Yeah, he originally thought that it was just one of his mates playing trick on him.
What, in a costume or something?
I don't know. Maybe he just thought, he's just tugging on the back of my leg or whatever, and he spins around and great white shark there.
Whoa!
It's incredible. It's been viewed more than 120,000 times on YouTube already, and. He fortunately came away with minor injuries. He only broke two of his toes.
That's a rubbish shark, that is.
Yeah, terrible shark. He's not going to survive that long in the water,
is he? That's a dreadful example of it. I hope all the rest of the sharks are just going, you rubbish shark.
You can't get a human.
You didn't even get anything but a toe, you rubbish. You.
Yeah, little nibble, wasn't it? Yeah.
Maybe it was a shark intern. He was just training.
That's it, yeah. Friends sent him off and he's like, go on, get that one.
Just bring
us back a toe.
Yeah. That is... you do... These shark attack stories, they crop up fairly regularly now.
Yeah.
But whenever they do, they always say, it's shark attacks very rare. Tell us about one a week.
Pretty much. There's been loads recently, and there's been quite a few that have actually been caught on camera. There's hundreds of them on YouTube these days.
It's we're getting into the season now when spiders come in your house. We've been talking about this.
Spiders.
See, there you go. See,
spiders, man.
I know. I'd rather face a shark.
I think I would as well.
My mum, right, I'm terrified of spiders, Carl.
Yeah.
I'm getting that you are as well, right?
I'm not terrified, but I just like to know where they are. That's all it is. If I can't see it, then...
Yeah. It's a bit like ISIS.
Yeah, pretty much.
But it's... Because you don't know when they're going to strike.
No.
But I have a real issue with them. When I was a kid, right, my mum's argument to me, spiders, was that... they're in your room. There's one in your bedroom. You just deal with it. It's not going to do anything. Just deal with it. It's fine. And my mum's argument was always, I'm frightened of cows, right? And your dad's frightened of sharks, right? It's just the same as that. To which my argument was no, because when you go to bed at night, neither a shark nor a cow. Right, has the potential to crawl out from behind a poster advertising the film The Evil Dead.
Yeah.
It's not the same, is it?
No, not at all, not at all. And especially, with these stories that, apparently that we eat, 4 to 5 spiders a year in our sleep. It's like, you're not going to get a cow or a shark nosing on into your room, into your mouth.
Exactly. If I eat a cow, right, it's usually in burger form or steak.
Yeah, and you know it's happening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And even if someone force-fed me a steak while I was asleep, 5 steaks in my life, it's still not an issue, is it, really?
No.
As much as a spider, and you're absolutely right, a shark is not going to get in your face while you're enjoying
it. Then more than likely, you're not going to survive.
Unless
you're Tyler McKillen.
Yeah.
You got a spear gun on you.
I don't believe this story only because of the name Tyler McKillen. McKillen? That's not a name.
McKillen.
This guy's just going, oh yeah, what's your name? And Tyler's just looked at the guy's tie and just gone, Tyler McKillen. Like Highland McKinnon.
He's gone down the super
bones. Yeah, he went, yeah, it's an awful story. I broke two bones. Well, you don't look like you. toes. I broke two toes. I think it's just rubbish.
What do you want him to be called? Sharky McSharkface?
No, just, you know, a normal name. No one's called McKillen.
Says Cornelius Mendez.
Yeah, but you don't make that up.
Well, clearly your mum and dad made it up.
Maybe he just stubbed his toe and he thought, oh, I've got to come up with a good story.
Because these days, you can get those apps where you can have disasters happen in the... You can film the street and then have a UFO attack on the street and blow up buildings,
yeah,
right?
I don't know if
maybe there's a shark attack app. Yes, there you go.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time before someone comes up with a shark attack app. Yeah. So all you do is you film yourself swimming, hold it behind you, press the thing, great white shark comes out.
Yeah, especially with the iPhone 7s coming out with the apparently waterproof as well.
There you go!
That's it.
Anyway.
Genius.
I need to watch that footage. Obviously it's radio, there's no point in us playing it now. It'd be pretty pointless, wouldn't it?
It would be just a bit of sloshing around in the water.
Yeah.
No actual...
Probably actually more value in that than listening to this. But anyway,
maybe.
What else have you got?
A story coming from the Daily Mail. They're saying that there's a 50% chance that we're living in the Matrix. And this was a quote from the Bank of America.
What are the Bank of America?
So, according to the Bank of America, they think that the worrying plotline is close to being a reality. It says there's a 50% chance that we ourselves are living in the Matrix, meaning that the world we experience as real is actually just a simulation. And this was coming from the bank's wealth management company, Merrill Lynch, during a briefing note to their investors. And she said,
She said, it does sound like a person.
It does sound like
Merrill Lynch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't tell me Cornelius, it's not a real name.
No, that does sound like the name of someone who believes we live in a matrix. Oh, Merrill's off on one again.
She's off a rocket.
Matrix Merrill, there she goes. Banging on and on about her matrix. Yeah, God, I can't stand that Merrill. This is rubbish.
God, Miss Lynch and her Matrix theories. Well, they said that many scientists, philosophers and business leaders believe that there is a 20 to 50% chance probability that humans are already living in a computer-simulated virtual world that was created by our ancestors.
Chat rooms.
Chat rooms,
that's true.
Yeah.
Chat roulette.
Facebook.
Well, basically, most people now do seem to live their life through those things. It's only one small step. I've read about this before, and it's a prevailing theory, isn't it? And it's not just computer matrix. There's the other argument that we're actually just like a cell in the body of another being.
Yeah.
Whereas what we think is the universe is actually just really a cell in the size of something else, and so on, so it continues.
Which, I mean, it's a good theory, really. I mean, after watching The Matrix, I think everyone wanted to be Neo, didn't they? They wanted to be able to fly around and... Battle Agent Smith, but...
Well, again, there's an app now. I think probably it does exactly that same thing.
Probably, yeah. But it's just incredible that, you know, we think that...
I think 20 to 50, that's a higher number than isn't
it? It's a lot higher, yeah. You maybe like 10% chance, but they're saying, maybe 50-50 that none of this is real. So really, this is pointless.
A lot of people have called this pointless for many different reasons. All right, what else is in the...
Judging from the last couple of words you were doing, surfboard asteroids, I thought this was a really good story. The world's second biggest meteor ever has been discovered buried in a field of heaven in Argentina. So it's a meteor around it was buried 5 metres deep, it's 30 tonnes, and they found it in a field.
How did they find it?
They just stumbled upon it.
Not in the sense that they tripped over it.
What I found funny is that the society, the Chaco, I think it's Chaco, sorry for mispronunciation of anything, but the Chaco Association of Astronomy, the society's president, Mario Vesconi, told local media that finding the rock was a big surprise.
Yeah.
Well, of course it's a big surprise. It's a meteor.
It's a massive meteor
under
a field.
It's a massive meteor under a field. It's not like, I've seen that meteor before, walk past it every day to work.
Well, that's the thing, that has happened before. Haven't people found bits of meteorite but not realised what they are till much later? But I suppose if it weighs 30 tonnes, then you are going to pretty much notice that it's there.
Yeah, pretty well. I mean, it was unearthed by scientists in an area called Campo de Chio.
That's a real place, Cornelius. They haven't just made that up, by the way.
What was it?
Campo de Chio.
Yeah.
Loosely translate to Skyfield or Field of Heaven. So it's quite convenient.
Well, how old is the name Field of Heaven? Because does that go back to ancestral times, in which case... People perhaps did know there was something.
Maybe that's
space there,
maybe they did think that it was there, and that's why they named it the Field of Heaven. Just no one really clocks onto it.
Yeah, I mean that can happen. I've heard again tales of that kind of thing before, where the knowledge of something becomes lost in the mists of time.
Yeah,
and the name doesn't then correspond to what it is, but then something is discovered. Like there was a place in, was it somewhere in London? There was they lost a castle.
Lost a castle.
Yeah. Like an old castle had been. They knew there was one in the area, right? And,
yeah.
And but obviously it's now a sort of modern-ish housing estate. And there was a thing where they looked for it loads of times, the ruins of this castle,
yeah,
and never found it. And they did find it eventually, but again, someone stumbled upon it by accident after all the archaeologists had given up and thought there wasn't really a castle right there. And it was just some waste ground, but it was an old wall covered in ivy or whatever, but no one had really thought it was a castle. Anyway, the clue was, you see, that all of the roads round this were called, like, Castle Way, Castle Crescent, Castle Street, Castle Square. Is there a castle here? Maybe. How old are these names? Really old.
You thought they would have cottoned onto it by then, you know.
So it can happen. Yeah.
I mean, the site where they found it, it's covered in craters.
Again, there's a clue there.
There's a clue. I mean, they came from an iron meteor shower. Around 4,000 years ago. So yeah, maybe they got the name from this meteor shower.
Fair enough. But the fact they've discovered this underneath, are they digging it out?
They haven't said whether or not they're going to take it out, but I do believe they're going to try and turn it into a tourist attraction.
Because you would. Yeah. I went
You'd
to one
milk that for
there's a meteor crater. Is it Arizona? Like one of the world's biggest meteor craters? And I heard about it and I thought, well, I'll go and have a look at it. It's jaw-droppingly enormous. And perfectly circular and perfectly formed. You go down into the middle of it and everything else. Absolutely incredible. So
I'd have to go check that out.
Do check that out.
I do love it.
I think it's literally called Meteor Crater. I think it's not hard to find.
Not hard to find.
The clue
all,
again is very much
Google.
In the name. Meteor Crater's a real thing, Cornelius. They aren't just
it's
made.
It's actually also a pizza.
Good insight. So, Kyle, thank you so much for coming.
No worries, thanks for having me.
Excellent stuff. A diversity pay-per-view with Kyle, whose diversity is?
English, Jamaican and Welsh.
Excellent. Right, after 3 o'clock, the big debate, of course, and your chance to win some meat. In a game of Dead or Alive, you can choose from chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. And we'll talk to today's foreign correspondent who will talk about something foreign from a foreign land. That is all to come before 4 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The life of a van driver, a life of surprises, a life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different, more than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever changing. Freedom, flexibility, jobs wide ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota. Always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6D 95 DNHP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business users over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advance rental conditions apply.
This Wednesday's £24 million jackpot must be won. Imagine if Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen won it.
And on your left we have Stonehenge with its Baroque facade. And is that a chandelier?
Anyone can win with Lotto. Please, don't let it be him. Play makes it possible. Estimated jackpot. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
I like cities and adventure. She likes beaches and romantic meals. Why didn't we think of a cruise sooner? One day it was sun and sand in Saint-Tropez, the next the old town in Florence. She had a cocktail on the balcony while I went rock climbing. And we both enjoyed the couple's massages.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing and couples massages on selected ships. At all protected.
Across the UK. Online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, I'm John Holmes. Good afternoon. Big debate on the way next, of course. Rachel's got the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Ebola nurse cleared of misconduct, search for convicted murderer on the run, and May takes battering from Corbyn on grammar schools.
Talk Radio.
Nurse Pauline Kafaki, who nearly died after contracting Ebola, will be allowed to continue to practice. She's been cleared of professional misconduct after being accused of allowing a lower temperature to be recorded during checks on her return to the UK from Africa in 2014. Her lawyer, Joyce Cullen, has spoken outside the hearing.
Public Health England were unprepared for the volume of people returning from countries affected by Ebola. There were also serious failures in communication amongst staff. It's perhaps ironic But given the criticisms made of Public Health England's processes, it was their complaint which led to these proceedings being initiated.
Police are hunting for a convicted murderer who's absconded from an open prison in Derbyshire. Darren Jackson was jailed for life in 1986 for killing a woman in Burnley by stamping on her stomach. The 51-year-old made his way out of HMP Sudbury yesterday morning. Sky's reporter Fraser Maud is outside. He says Mr. Jackson also absconded nearly 20 years ago.
That time he didn't walk out. He actually broke out of a prison, Ranby Prison in Nottinghamshire, with a fellow inmate cutting through a perimeter fence and making good his escape. That time he was at large for about 3 days before he eventually handed himself back in to police.
Nigel Farage has criticised the suggestion that the EU should have its own military. The European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker says he wants to set up a headquarters to work towards it. But the outgoing UKIP leader who's in Strasbourg says no lessons have been learned from Britain's decision to leave the EU. A more diverse education system that ensures children get more opportunities is being promised by Theresa May as part of her plan for new grammar schools in England. The Prime Minister's proposals have been attacked, though, by Labour's Jeremy Corbyn in the Commons.
He believes in levelling down. We believe in levelling up.
Mr. Speaker, equality of opportunity is not segregating children at the age of 11.
The by-election caused by the death of Labour MP Joe Cox will be held on October the 20th. The Tories and Lib Dems have said they'll take no part in the contest for the Batley and Spen seats out of respect. Joe Cox was shot and stabbed in her West Yorkshire constituency in June. A man's been charged with her murder. Former One Direction singer Zayn Malik is to publish an autobiography at the age of 23. Publisher Penguin Random House says it will be called Zayn and will feature his thoughts, drawings, great, and personal photos. Put a lot of work into that.
He has, yes. I also like you called him a sinner there as well.
Just a bit of Freudian slip.
Well, yes. I mean, it's not for us to pass judgment, but yes. Is it weather?
Time for the weather.
Okay, weather. All right,
Talk Radio National Weather.
Talk Radio's National Weather.
Hot in the south, cooler and cloudier in the north. Tomorrow, I have a yellow warning for you of rain has been issued for central and southern England and South Wales. Slow-moving, thundery showers and highs of 28 degrees.
Is that what, here?
Here.
What, in the south as well?
Yes.
So this is the end.
Heat wave is over.
This is the end of it now?
Yes. Make the most of it.
There you go. That's the news there. With Rachel, thank you very much. Now, I think Ben has got the sports live from a pool party. Thank goodness they're having the pool party today, given
yes,
it's the last day of the weather.
In his Hawaiian shirt.
So Ben's got the sport live from a pool party that's very sadly ended by a missile attack.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester manager Claudio Ranieri says they'll have to write another big fairy tale if they're to win the Champions League. The Premier League winners make their debut amongst Europe's elite when they face Club Bruges in Belgium tonight. Tottenham go up against a familiar face tonight at Wembley. They take on Monaco, who they beat in the group stage of the Europa League last season. A 4-1 win for Spurs over the French side at White Hart Lane put them through and knocked their opponents out. Manchester City will once again try to stage their opening Champions League game with Borussia Mönchengladbach this evening. The match was postponed before kick-off last night due to heavy rain and lightning in Manchester. Finally, Dame Sarah Storey has won a 13th Paralympic gold. The 38-year-old came first in the cycling C5 time trial. Paralympics GB have now beaten their gold medal haul from London 2012. That victory took them to 35. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's Ben there with the live from a pool party that's been sadly ended by a missile attack. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's time for the big debate. So this morning, Jean-Claude Juncker gave his State of the European Union address, in which he stated that the EU is not at risk from Brexit, that attacks on migrants are unacceptable, and that Bake Off won't be as good without Mel and Sue. The leader also said in his speech to MEPs that... The Bake Off, let me get the wording right here. He said that the Bake Off could be used to house migrants. The, between series, he was calling for Calais Migrant Jungle Camp to be moved to that nice lawn at Welford Park in Berkshire where they film it. He said in his speech that the bread-sitting of Mel and Sue and the free movement of the show from the BBC across the border to Channel 4 could be a blueprint for the free movement of the migrant camp from Calais to Britain, suggesting that the migrants should be housed in the Bake Off tent. Many have applauded Juncker, of course, for this, while others say he's taken leave of his senses. Now, on the line, listening to me say that, having called in on 0844 499 1000, is Greg. Good afternoon, Greg.
Good afternoon, John.
Greg's in Basingstoke. He heard me say the word leave somewhere in there. And you've called in because you heard me say the word leave, but you're part of the anti-leaf lobby. You don't like leaves. You think we should lose the leaves.
Yeah, well, you couldn't have put it better myself. Leaves, they're a nuisance. They get in the way. They get all round your ankles. They blow everywhere.
Yep.
They ruin pavements. You can't sleep easily under them. You can't make houses out of them. And you never really know what colour they are. They change their mind. They're green one minute. They're orange the next. Yellow, I've heard. We don't need these. We can do without them. We're better than that. No more leaves.
No more leaves. On the other line, listening to that argument, and the salient points that Greg was making, you can't argue with that. Anthony's on the line. Good afternoon, Anthony. Afternoon, Anthony.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, so...
right, leaves and that.
That's right, it's leaves, because Greg says no more leaves.
Yeah, Greg is a fool, isn't it?
Why is he a fool, though? Why is he a fool? You can't
he's
just...
Fool,
you can't...
Ha, 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 ha. No. Just ha, 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 ha. Like, listen, right? Like, leaves, right?
Yeah.
I'll list off all the good things, what's about them. One, you can eat them.
Yeah.
Number two, it's not even about you, it's about rabbits, man. Rabbits eat them.
Well, I don't think rabbits do eat leaves, do they? I don't think they do. But let me stop you right there.
They do eat, like, lettuce leaves. In Mr. McGregor's garden, the very bad rabbits.
Like, I've heard lettuce is bad for rabbits. It causes indigestion.
Yeah. Hang on. Let Greg come back in there. Go on, Greg.
Yeah, I've heard lettuce is actually it's bad for rabbits in any quantity. It causes indigestion. It's not good for them.
There you go, Anthony. Yeah. You're calling for dead rabbits.
My rabbit's fine. My rabbit's fine. Don't even start, because I know you're trying to get me off the subject, yes?
No, I'm not.
No. It's not about rabbits. It's not about you. Leaves, most importantly, yeah?
Yeah.
If you sting yourself off of a nettle, yeah? Bang. Dock leaf.
Yeah,
and
but bang on.
Here we go. You're going to say, but nettles are leaves as well, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, I would have said that.
I thought you was. Yeah. Well, it's yin and yang, isn't it? It's the perfect balance of nature. Hang on a minute. Shut up, Zane. I'm on the radio. Sorry.
Yeah.
My little boy, Zane. Anyway, finally, final point, yeah?
Yeah.
Leaves nature's toilet paper.
Now, Greg, Anthony does have a point when he says that they are nature's toilet paper. Because nature, in its wisdom, has not come up with anything else that one could use as toilet paper that is better than a leaf.
Well, look, on the one hand...
Hang
on, Anthony, you've had your say. Let Greg come back on the point.
No, I mean, it's a fair argument that I can't think of anything as good as leaves in that respect. But equally, I think you'd have to admit there's quite a few bad things about leaves. For example, trees in the winter don't block the sun at all. Trees in the summer very much block out the sun and make it very difficult to see it. And you get all these shadows everywhere, which are quite threatening, quite ominous.
Yeah.
Young women walking in the city don't like them. And, you know, I wonder, you know, does Anthony want to frighten the young women?
I think he already does. Let me just bring
that
this...
That was thrown out on insufficient evidence on account of that could have been anyone's bum in that photo.
Yeah, but it was your bum. Anyway, look, the point is...
You don't even know that it was.
Oh, I'll tell you how I know that it was, Anthony.
I'm going to write a book called If It Was My Bum.
No, I'll tell you how I know it was your bum. It's because there was a leaf stuck to it. And you're the one coming on here, banging on about wiping your anus on leaves.
I'm not banging anyone.
No, but you're banging on. And you're saying about wiping your anus on leaves. And in that photograph, quite clearly visible, was a leaf stuck to your buttock. And I know it's your buttock because of that.
That was a hemorrhoid. All right.
Let's talk about the leaf blowing industry, right? Because why do we have leaf blowers, right? When the idea of a leaf blower is to get rid of leaves, why isn't it a leaf sucker? Answer that, Greg.
Well, a fascinating point. It's nice to suck leaves. It's also nice to blow leaves. You know, glass also needs to be sucked, but we don't talk about glass sucking. We talk about glass blowing. So
Can I ask you, Greg, would you rather be sucked or blown?
Both sound a good idea. Things that I think should happen, and I'm sure Jean-Claude Juncker would be in favour of both. I don't know what do you think.
What about you? I mean, you've asked the question, Anthony. You know, what about you?
I don't mind. I'll have it either way.
John,
with a leaf blower.
That's very kind of you to ask. Yeah, why not?
I want to talk about
going on.
I want to talk about leaf cutter ants. Because there are many people, let me just read this to you, this is in the Times this morning, this is a headline, leafcutter ants to replace cows on farms. Now, I know, Greg, you're partly behind this, because this is the idea that if cows eat grass, that's fine, but what eats leaves? A leaf's cutter ant. And if a leaf's cutter ant replaces the cow on a farm, then no more leaves. So that's what you want to see. Talk us through the process.
Absolutely. Well, I've ordered a plane full of leaf cutter ants. I think it's wonderful that we now have ants that can get rid of leaves. They're obviously a gift from God, if you will. Yeah. And I think we can finally do away with leaves with these. And I think that's fundamentally a very good thing.
What's so great?
What are you going to do? Then you've got a world full of ants.
Wonderful. I love ants.
Well, hang on there.
Do you?
Yes.
Hang on, though. Are you mixing it up with Deck?
Which one's the one with the hair? The
forehead, the head.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anthony, any idea?
We have to ask yourself which one sucks and which one blows.
Yes. I think in leaf terms, the stories I've heard, I think ant sucks. And Deck blows.
Oh,
I think.
Thank you, Zane, boy.
I think that's right. I want to also bring in this as a notion. This is a text we've got in. And Anthony, again, I don't think this person is accusing you personally, but you're the sort of person who would advocate this. Gluing the leaves to trees so we don't even see them go in the autumn. Is that something that you're familiar with? Is that something you approve of? Gluing leaves to trees?
That's for me.
Yeah.
Actually,
no.
Like, what's the point? No. I'll do what you like. It's your show.
Yeah.
Take control, yeah?
Yeah.
Own the narrative.
Oh, no, it is you. It is you.
It is me.
It is you.
No, of course I'm not in favour of it, because that's the beauty. It's the circle of leaves, you know? Like, what happens with leaves, right? They're on a tree. They fall down. Insects eat them. It becomes poo. It feeds the tree. It makes more leaves. That's beautiful.
Do you want to come back on that, Greg?
Well, risible to hear that even someone ardently pro-leaves who said that I was a fool for disliking leaves, even he wouldn't have the audacity, doesn't have the boldness to stand up for what he believes in, to want to glue the leaves to the trees. Of course, for leaf fans, gluing the leaves to the trees is a good thing. But such weasel wordery from the pro-leave camp just goes to show you these people will say anything to get you to believe their point of view. They say they don't want to glue the leaves to the trees. Before you know it, they'll be in power, they'll be glue everywhere.
Yeah.
You won't be able to move for sticky, gluey things in your trees and leaves everywhere.
Well, you also use the word believe there, and I just wonder if that's that's something you'd get. Would you get rid of the word? I mean, is it just the leaf, or is it the word as well?
I hate both leaves and beliefs.
Yes.
So, yeah, I don't think anyone can deny that religion has caused a lot of harm in the world, and even atheist beliefs in people like Chairman Mao and Stalin, as I understand it,
yes,
also causing a lot of damage. So I think beliefs and leafs we would be wise to get rid of.
Wise to get rid of them. I mean, a lot of people are agreeing with you. We've got a lot of texts coming in saying that we don't need leaves here, partly because, and Anthony, this is interesting, isn't it? Because you say, yes, let's keep the leaves, but... What about these, you know the phrase, take a leaf out of my book? You've heard that phrase?
Yeah.
Well, what about...
The judge said that.
Yes. Well, these sick people who smuggle leaves in books. I mean, that's leaf trafficking. You can't approve of that, surely.
But that's the thing. That's because there's a shortage. Because of people like Greg, what's like sweeping them up or blowing them or sucking them or whatever, there's not enough leaves in the country. We need them leaves doing the leaf jobs. We wouldn't have to traffic them if there was more... Can you be quiet for a minute, please, Zane? I'm on the radio. My little boy, one of them. Yeah. I don't know. I've got a few round about.
Adorable.
Not many.
Yeah.
Not many children.
Yeah. All right.
What about the leafs, though? You say leaf trafficking good. I mean, it's, you know, there are leafs forced into prostitution, aren't there? Right? They're used by people with foliage fetishes.
Yeah, but that's right. I think that should be legal. I don't think it should be legal.
You want to legalise the prostitution of leaves? You want to see leaves hanging around in the gutter?
I'm saying
on the street.
They will be more protected from people like Greg. You've heard the language he's using. I suspect that he is a leaf progenist. He does not like them.
Are you a leaf? Is that a strong language from you, Andrew? Are you a leaf?
He's punched the leaf. Have you kicked?
Leaf? No, I won't have that.
He's minding his own business. You kicked a pile of leaves.
No, if you're going to bandy words around like leaf misogynist, you called me
a fool. You're going to use bandy words like calling me a weasel worder.
No, it's legitimate to be against leaves, to believe that they're not good for our country, that they're not good for our people.
You're leafing.
A leaf misogynist, and I don't think that's fair.
You're leafing. You're not.
Have you ever kicked... Anthony asked a fair question there, Greg. Have you ever deliberately kicked a pile of leaves while it's down?
Look, everyone...
Well, it's a simple question, isn't it?
Whether deliberately or whether by accident.
Have you kicked leaves, yes or no?
No, you see the pile of leaves, you don't maybe realise it's leaves. You kick it without even thinking. So I don't...
Unbelievable, yes.
Yeah.
And you've kicked leaves. I mean,
I'd like it if you didn't use that word.
This time of year, of course, leaves, you're sitting in your house, you see a leaf blow across the lounge carpet. They're obviously, they come into the house at this time of year, they're looking for a mate. A lot of people have a fear of leaves running across the lounge floor like that. Is there a way to keep them out? Is there a way to stop them coming into the house? I mean, this is a humane way. I mean, I'm not suggesting you smash the leaf. I'm suggesting you maybe put the leaf under a cup, get a bit of cardboard and pop it back outside.
Look, I mean, that's the trouble with leaves. They get everywhere, regardless of whether you want them to. We talked about the trafficking of leaves. We talked about things that beggar belief.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd make the point as well that the Will Young song, I think I'd better leave right now.
Yes.
And that's gambling. I'd better leave. Gambling being encouraged in mainstream music with leaves. And I don't think that's acceptable.
It's not acceptable, is it, Anthony? It's not acceptable. Not acceptable.
Look, I'm asking for a measured and reasonable response to the leaf situation. It's not a crisis, yeah?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, we have to protect the rights of leaves as well as the rights of idiots like that fool you got on the other phone.
Right. Fair enough. And then we must...
It's blatantly the fool.
Leave it. Just leave it.
I'm not the idiot here. If anyone here...
Mate, listen, serious, I don't care, man. I've already got the ankle tag, so if I have to go back in for a bit, it's worth my while, as far as I'm concerned.
You've got a leaf on your
leg. I'm
pushing everything away from me now, and I'm taking the egg.
Extremely, I'd hit your ankle tag, mate. And I'd hang you up.
You've got me angry now, mate. You've got me angry.
I'd hang you up from your ankle tag.
Where'd you live, mate? Where'd you live?
Just stop. Just there. We just stop the debate. We've got to leaf the debate now. Time. And just sum it up for me in one word, please, the debate, if you would. Greg, first, one word.
Disbelief.
Thank you. And Anthony, sum the debate up in one word.
Wipage.
Anthony and Greg there. Not really seeing eye to eye there on the whole the leaf debate, of course, that is very much raging this afternoon in the mainstream press. Where do you stand on leaves? Or do you stand on leaves? Or do you go round leaves? Do you kick leaves deliberately when they're on the floor, when they're down off the trees? Are you the sort of person, the nice person maybe, who would pick a leaf up and glue it back to the tree where it belongs? We do want to hear from you and your opinion on this. Do we still need leaves in 2016 now that we have got rabbits and fire? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Sorry, madam, your baggage is 3 kilos over.
Well, his was 5 under. How about I borrow 3 of his?
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Could it go on the light side of the plane, then?
There isn't a light side of the plane, madam.
I won't tell if you won't.
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Fiesta Z-Tech from only £159 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £3,657, 35 monthly rentals of £159 provided by ALD Automotive Limited. Subject to status, you will not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 3-metre length of 15mm copper pipe for only £4.29 ex-fat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
No change in Hull for the westbound side of the Daltrey Street flyover, which carries the A63. It's closed because of a shed load of steel. The M6 near Coventry is still closed as well. Junctions 2 for Coventry down to Capthorpe for the M1. That's after a nasty accident. Queues back to Junction 3. The diversion takes you via the M69. In Suffolk, the westbound A14 at Risby is blocked by an accident. In the Clifton area of Bristol, a closure with the A4 Portway. That's because of a 2-vehicle accident. And to Dromoring Down, the A1 remains closed both ways because of a fire. I'm Joanna Adams.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. A lot of reactions coming in for the big leaf debate, of course. Do we still need leaves? This was a point very strongly argued, I think, by Greg from Basingstoke, who called in saying that we don't need leaves anymore at all. Of course we don't. They are simply organic litter, and we don't need them just lying around on the floor. If we get rid of leaves, they won't bother us. But Anthony had a good point as well there, saying that... What about the smuggling in of leaves? This is people taking leaves out of books, of course, and then bringing them into the country in books, taking them out. Then the leaf is free to use our benefits, isn't it? The leaf is here in the country and can easily hide in a bush or something. And this leads to leaf trafficking and leaves being forced into prostitution as well. And what about the leaf blowing industry? Where do the leaves go when they're blown? Should we look to sucking as the answer instead of actually blowing? All interesting questions, and I wonder what you think. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with the word talk. Start your message with any word you'd like.
Yeah, it's good. So, Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Yes, lots coming in. This has come in from I Love Foliage. Says, yes. The thing is with leaves, though, we must remember they do lead to gun violence. Yeah. May I remind you that the panda that eats shoots and leaves. Yeah, it's very, very worrying.
Well, that is a problem. I mean, we didn't really touch on that in the debate because we didn't have time, but it's that is a, you know, the panda population, as we know.
The panda pop. population.
Yeah, the panda population is, you know, there was a time when there were so many panda pops. And now, look at the depletion of the number of the panda pops that there are, and you can barely buy them anymore.
No,
I mean they've been completely ousted by the Coca-Cola company, and you know whoever makes Lilt, probably the Coca-Cola company. But the but the panda pop elation has really diminished, hasn't it? You don't see them at all anymore, and they don't mate. And I did see, is it in Edinburgh Zoo? They've got two cans of Panda Pop, two of the last surviving cans of Panda Pop.
Really?
Which they got from they're out of date. They got them from an old...
Woolworths.
An old Woolworths, yeah. And a newsagent that just had a couple at the back of the of the stock there. And they put the two, I think one was a lemonade, one was a cola, I think, and they put them together, and they haven't mated.
Really?
And it's a sad decline in Panda Pop. Elation and you know what must we do? Mm-hmm. What should we do?
And this has come in.
What should we do? What should we do? Yes or no?
7. James C says, "Oi, John Holmes, leave the leaves alone. What will they blame the delayed trains on?"
Well, that's the pandas. You know, now what are we hearing? Southern Trains, especially. Southern Trains, as we know, is in the news for their many delays and cancelled trains. And what are they blaming them on now? Pandas. They're saying there are the wrong kind of panda on the line. They're saying there are pandas. They're shooting armed pandas on the train tracks, eating the train tracks, shooting the train tracks.
Wow.
And then leaves.
Fingers Wakely says, hashtag big debate, lose the leaf, and what does that leave with Adam? Hashtag dignity.
Yeah, is that what he's put, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's true, isn't it? Yeah. Well, what would have gone in front of Adam's dignity in the Garden of Eden? Adam's dignity and also Eve's foo-foo. What would they have put in front of them, eh, if there were no leaves? You can't hold a panda in front of a foo-foo or a dignity. Because that's how panda got its name, by the way, because they're always called things like foo-foo, aren't they, the pandas? And
yeah.
So,
it's whatever they covered.
And so it's whatever a panda covers when people hold up the panda, is how the panda got their name. So there's one called Chi-Chi, isn't there, famously? Yeah. There's one called Chi-Chi that you can hold up in the Garden of Eden to cover up a... of Adam's Chi-Chi.
I mean, there's one called this word that I've just had to write down because Cass hates us using it. she's just threatened me in my ear.
Ming Ming.
No, it's upside down. Don't
stop
read
it now.
Oh, that. All right, fine.
Stop it. It's horrible. Stop talking. Now.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. If we stop talking, Cass, then the show will stop.
I know, but then this will stop, and I don't have to hear that word again.
Which one?
Don't.
This one there. That one.
Ming Ming.
No, that's fine. Oh. Such adolescent. Honestly.
This is on the radio.
Yeah.
Right, in the next half an hour, your chance to win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. If you'd like to play Dead or Alive, all you have to do is send a message to this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then an increasingly annoyed Cass will call you back. And you can come on the radio and win some meat, chicken, beef or lamb or panda meat.
Nope.
Not panda meat.
No, we can't say
just chicken, beef, or lamb, is it?
Or vegetables.
Or a box of organic vegetables because we're not racist. All of that happening in the next half an hour. Very quickly then, some hot weather facts as well. Your hot weather facts are coming in. It's the last day of hot weather. That's what Rachel said in her weather earlier. So we are collating hot weather facts, just like they do in the papers, don't they? Lazy papers. Oh, the sun's out. Oh, a scorcher. Oh, the sun. Oh, here's some facts about weather. So we're doing the same thing because we're equally lazy. What have you got there, Cornelius?
Don't know, I can't find it.
Okay, fine, I'll do one. The weather used to be measured by throwing rodents, specifically gerbils, when they are available. You throw them into a river and see how far they could swim. This was back in the noughties. The further they swam, the nicer the weather would be. That's how you used to be able to... It's the same idea of when cows lie down Or leafcutter ants go under a tree. It's like old wives' tales, isn't it, really? Have you found them now?
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Okay.
This is from James, who says, in the summer of 1972, in Iceland, the weather was so hot that the country was rebranded for 2 months as Faroland and saw a record number of tourists, but they had to finish that because of sectarian differences, which did lead for a number of time to the Republic of Faroland and Northern Faroland.
Yes.
It's true.
Good. Thank you. Keep your facts coming in a fact-based direction. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Why do we have to say that? I still don't
because
understand.
Because if people don't text
time.
That, then we don't get them.
Yeah, but why?
I don't know why. It's just that's how it works.
But other radio stations don't have to do
BBC Sussex do. You have to text the word radio.
It's quite a specific example, but actually, that's true, actually. You BBC Radio Kent, you have to start your text with the word Kent.
Really?
Yes, which I mistyped once and called the presenter Pat Marsh a very rude word. Although we didn't get it because it didn't have the word Kent.
Yeah.
Went to Chris Moyles instead. In the next half an hour, you can win some meat, as promised, in the game of Dead or Alive. It's 3:30. Rachel's got the news.
Talk Radio.
A nurse who survived Ebola has been cleared of professional misconduct over her return to the UK with the virus. Pauline Kafaki became infected while working in Sierra Leone in 2014. She was accused of allowing an incorrect temperature to be recorded at an airport screening centre. It was alleged she could have put the public at risk in doing this, but her lawyer, Joyce Cullen, says it wasn't her fault.
As the panel heard, when Pauline and her fellow volunteers arrived at Heathrow, they were faced with chaotic scenes. Public Health England were unprepared for the volume of people returning from countries affected by Ebola. There were also serious failures in communication amongst the Public Health England staff.
A more diverse education system that ensures children get more opportunities is being promised by Theresa May as part of her plan for new grammar schools in England. The Prime Minister's proposals, though, have been attacked by Labour's Jeremy Corbyn in the Commons. Police are hunting for a convicted murderer who absconded from an open prison in Derbyshire. Darren Jackson made his way out of HMP Sudbury yesterday. He was jailed for life in 1986. A senior European politician says the EU is not about to break up because the UK is leaving. European Commissioner President Jean-Claude Juncker says the union needs to adapt over the next 12 months. But UKIP's Nigel Farage says the EU is in danger.
It is clear there are no lessons that are going to be learned from Brexit, and it isn't going to change the rapid growth in opposition parties across the whole of Europe. It isn't going to stop the Central and Eastern European countries from saying no to Mrs. Merkel's migrant quotas, and I think you've got a lot more referendums to look forward to.
The by-election caused by the death of Labour MP Joe Cox will be held on October the 20th. The Tories and the Lib Dems say they'll not take part in the contest for the Batley and Spen seat out of respect. Dame Sarah Storey has won her 13th Paralympic gold medal. Britain's most successful female Paralympian retained her title in road cycling C5 time trial in Rio, her second gold of the Games. The weather tomorrow, a yellow warning of rain has been issued for central and southern England and South Wales for slow-moving thundery showers through the afternoon, and we'll see highs of 28 degrees.
Thank you very much, Rachel. What was the thing about Mrs. Angela Merkel in there? Mrs. Merkel?
Mrs. Merkel.
What did you say? Was there a thing about Merkel's migrants? Nigel Farage.
Nigel Farage saying it. Yes.
Yes. I just thought that with Mrs. Merkel's migrants is the title of a children's book that I is yet to be written. Well, it sounds quite nice, doesn't it?
It trips off the tongue.
Mrs. Merkel's migrants. Mrs. Merkel's
makes
migrants.
Me think of Mrs. Merton every time I hear that.
Yes. Mrs. Merkel's migrants. They lived in a tent. One jumped in a lorry to see where it went. So you can write that.
Nice. Sounding really good.
Yeah, in your face, Gruffalo.
Let's get crowdfunding.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do that thing. Rachel, thank you very much. Did you do the weather? I wasn't listening.
I did the weather.
Okay, fine.
There was a yellow rain.
It's all, yellow.
Oh,
it's all yellow. Gone yellow.
Yeah, it's all gone. Why is the yellow?
It's similar to a yellow snow warning.
Don't eat that.
Don't drink the rain.
Do not go near it.
Yeah, it's actually God's urine.
Thank
It's bad.
All right. Rachel, thank you very much. Next, your chance to win some meat on the programme. And we will talk, before the meat thing, we will talk to our foreign correspondent who is waiting on the line to talk to us in foreign from somewhere foreign on Talk Radio.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon then. You are listening with your face, well, your ears that are attached to your face, to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, between 1 and 4 o'clock. To be fair, I'm John Holmes at other times as well, but significantly here for the purposes of the radio, I am him now. It's time to talk to our foreign correspondent for Talk Radio. Athena is our Chinese foreign correspondent. She's talking to us from foreign. Good afternoon, Athena. Can you hear me?
我能听见你，你好。
Yes. So, let's talk about this. Now, this is China are bracing for the biggest storm of 2016. Now, this is, of course, the typhoon. They're talking about 190-mile-an-hour winds. It threatens to devastate various parts of China. What do you know about it so far?
我们今天的中央气象台预报呢，是说 今年第十四号台风莫兰蒂，将以最大风速每秒70米的速度登陆，预计是在15日早晨到上午，在闽粤一带呢沿海登陆，然后之后呢台风会继续深入内陆，给苏沪浙皖等省份带来风雨。
Yes, no, I mean, yes, I know you're, I know exactly what you're saying, but I mean, are the defenses good enough? Are they in place?
这个不太好说，因为台风一般来说台风都是在沿海地方登陆的，但是在闽粤一带呢确实发生的次数比较更多一些。Sure,
yeah. Well, I think a lot of people listening will agree with that. And I just wonder, in terms of the damage that is expected, I mean, these cleanup operations take a very long time, but it's not as if China are new to this kind of experience. So what's done in advance?
当地政府和武警部门都会做一些比较有效的防御措施，但是呢肯定会有洪水啊这种事情发生，所以当地地区呢会预先通告地区居民把重要的财物转移，或者是转移到高处，或者是转移到其他地方。
Yeah, what about the transport system? I mean, that obviously makes a lot of sense, but what about the transport system?
大型的公共交通，比如说像公共汽车，可能会有停运的现象，而且当地政府也会通知当地的居民呢，在台风期间最好不要出门，如果必需要出门的话呢，那么也最好是选择比较重型的这个交通工具。
Yes, well, that's exactly what the China News Service is saying as well. The strongest typhoon to hit this part of China since 1969, which is some statistic, isn't it?
对，其实这个台风呢，经过预测呢，是今年全球海域性最强的台风，不只是在东南亚，也是全球范围之内的。
And where does the I mean, again, a lot of people will agree with that, but where does the money come from in order to repair the damage after the typhoon's kind of left? Is there a sort of a public pot of money already?
会的，这个是因为台风主要是在这些地区登陆，所以当地政府他们每年都会有一定的这个计划，为那个会要发生的台风或者各种灾害现象作为准备，对。
Sure. And there are satellite images, I'm looking at them now, showing whereabouts, you know, what the storm's doing, which is, you know, basically coming for China. And it's the size of the eye. I mean, it's an enormous eye. Isn't it? Have you ever seen an eye as big as this?
没有，这个确实是非常令人震惊，而且是很恐怖的一张图片在看来说，因为确实所以因为这个台风眼的巨大，所以会造成的灾害现象可能会更加严重，比以往更加严重一些，所以当地的政府和武警包括台湾地区的民众，他们也都会做出积极的反应。
Yes, well it's like when storm hit Japan, isn't it, with the size of that eye. What can you tell me about this is an interesting story, that the Chinese government are threatening to imprison the typhoon when it arrives for its anti-Chinese rhetoric. What do you make of that?
这是一个很难回答的问题，因为当地的中共政府呢，他们是不会给出比较明确的政府官方的答案。那么像我们这样的报道者，最好也不要就是对政府行为评价太多。对不起。
Yeah, well, it takes you back, doesn't it? Historically with China, I'm sure you remember, and perhaps can enlighten us when that typhoon stood in front of that tank. And that was an incredible world moment, really. That must have sent a message to the government, don't you think?
我个人认为是一定的，但是具体政府官员他们所采取的这个反馈，是有他们一定的官方的这种宗旨，所以作为私人言论来说，还是不太好说。
Yeah, well, yeah, you're right, and that of course was the main theme of Tapao's China in Your Hand, wasn't it? Listen, Athena, thank you very much for joining us. Please tell us though, you are going to be safe from the typhoon, right?
对对对，因为我们家已经做好了所有的防范措施。谢谢你。
Yeah, no, I know. I know.
好，谢谢。
Thanks. That's Athena there. She's our foreign correspondent, speaking foreign live from foreign. We'll keep you updated on that foreign story. You're listening to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
At Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre, we've done it again. Right now, we can offer you a choice of 15 approved used Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, long wheelbase and high roof, from only £15,750. You'll also get a free service plan, free UK mainland delivery, and a £250 deposit contribution if you buy on finance through Mercedes-Benz Finance. So, don't just sit there, get your business moving. Mercedes-Benz Vans, born to run. Offers available until the 23rd of September while stocks last. For details and conditions, visit mbvanseastlondon.co.uk.
I went on a Thompson Cruises holiday with my family. It was the best. I went rock climbing in the middle of the ocean, had a water fight with Dad. Mum and Dad had a romantic meal. I found my new favourite dinner, and it doesn't have ketchup on. Went to loads of different cities. I can't wait till next year.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing on selected ships. At all protected.
This Wednesday's £24 million jackpot must be won. Imagine if Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen won it.
And on your left we have Stonehenge with its Baroque facade. And is that a chandelier?
Anyone can win with Lotto. Please, don't let it be him. Play makes it possible. Estimated jackpot. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
No change in Hull for the westbound side of the Dalkery Street flyover, which carries the A63. It's closed because of a shed load of steel. The M6 near Coventry is still closed as well. Junctions 2 for Coventry down to Capthorpe for the M1. That's after a nasty accident. Queues back to Junction 3. The diversion takes you via the M69. In Suffolk, the westbound A14 at Risby is blocked by an accident. In the Clifton area of Bristol, a closure for the A4 Portway. That's because of a two-vehicle accident. And to Dromoring Down, the A1 remains closed both ways because of a fire. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-managed, sharp-dressed dot-com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, it's coming up on a quarter of an hour to Sam Delaney. I am John Holmes on Talk Radio in the afternoons. And just before today's big meat giveaway, we've just been leafing through the news, actually. We've been looking at the news. I don't know whether you can hear Cornelius leafing through it there, which is in direct contravention, of course, of the earlier debate on whether or not we still need leaves in 2016. That debate's still raging, by the way. If you want to get involved in that on Twitter, the hashtag is LeafIt. If you'd like to join in the Talk Radio's big debate this afternoon, which will be up online as well, I imagine, later. The news that we've seen, some of it, I mean, we're hearing of Jean-Claude Juncker's speech, his address to the European Union, of course. We've been hearing about what he said to the MEPs. We've been hearing about Nigel Farage talking about the possibility of a European military force, a European army. We've been hearing about David Cameron being blamed for the his government policy, very much being blamed for the moving of Bake Off from BBC One to Channel 4. They're saying that his intervention in the Bake Off led to the rise the rise of the fanatical so-called Mary Berry, and also the rise of a souffle. But the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. Neither can many people, Cornelius, because we do get letters. I don't know whether you're aware that we get letters in the Talk Radio postbag, all of which say the same thing. Dear John, I can't get my head around the news. Is there anything you could do to help me? Lots of love from Sally. That's come in as well. Go on here. Dear John, the news is quite complicated. I just can't get my head around it. That's from Dave there as well. You've got one there, I think.
Yeah. This is from Malcolm, who says, Dear John and team, please can you help me? I saw some news the other day,
yep.
And I was worried that I wouldn't be able to get my head around it, and then my realities were realised when I couldn't get my head around it.
Now, if you can't get, well, we can. If you can't get your head around the news, then do let us know via a letter. Do write us a letter, and you can send that to John Holmes on Talk Radio. Talk Radio, The Radio, London. And we're sorry, but we can't return any of your drawings. However, allow us to help you through the news. We do it through the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. It's the news explained in haikus.
Melon Sue to leave. Bake Off giving Channel 4 the lady finger.
News in haiku.
Shut up.
Now, time to give away some meat on a Wednesday afternoon on the radio in a game of Dead or Alive! Yes, it's a game of Dead or Alive, and in the game of Dead or Alive, we do, yes, give out the prize of meat. It's a budget thing. Chicken, beef or lamb is the choice of meat, or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. Today, on the telephone to play, is Bart. Good afternoon, Bart.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. How are you? How the devil are you, Bart? Are you in the hot half of the country or the raining half of the country?
I'm in central London, so it's very warm at the moment.
In the warm part of the country. Okay, what do you do, Bart?
I work for an auction house.
You work for an auction house?
I do, yeah.
Okay, we spoke to someone else who worked for an auction house earlier in the programme.
Really?
Interesting.
Was it the same one?
Obviously an auction house talk radio conspiracy. Or something. Anyway,
we're a huge fan.
Words getting around.
We may well be the 34th most listened to station in the country out of a possible 39, but in the world of auction houses, pretty much up there.
Two or three, maybe.
Really? Yeah. Two or three listeners there. Anyway, it's Game of Dead or Alive, Bart, and you are very much allowed to choose a prize, and the prize is either chicken, beef, or lamb.
Got to go for beef.
You're going for beef, the great British beef off, as it were. Why beef, out of interest? Why beef?
I have no particular reason, just sounds like the best one when you said the three.
Best option, really, to go for, isn't it? Okay. Do you, you're not interested in the organic veg, no?
Not as much as the beef, no.
No, fair enough, alright, fine. Right, list of things here, Bart. They're either dead or alive. You simply have to tell me whether they're dead or alive. It is very simple, and should you score highly enough, then the beef, my friend, is winging its way to your auction house.
Amazing.
In an old jiffy bag. Right, here we go. So, dead or alive? Cornelius, keeping school.
Mm-hmm.
Dead or alive? My sister.
Dead alive.
Yes. Yes, she is. Good start.
Morbid.
Yep. Well, no, because she's alive. So
it's
the opposite of that. Dead or alive? My other sister.
Gonna go with alive again.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Very good. Dead or alive, Jeremy Corbyn's constituency once they redraw the boundaries?
Dead.
Yes. Very dead. Dead or alive, the Great British Bake Off after one series on Channel 4?
I want to say alive, but I'm thinking dead.
Yeah, I think that's what you did. Most people are doing the same thing. It's two words here. Top Gear. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. We can't be sure that it will be dead, but let's face it, quite probably.
It's probably going that way, yeah.
Probably is. Dead or alive, the original version of Where Is the Love by Black Eyed Peas?
Oh, certainly alive.
Well, yeah, you'd think, wouldn't you? But we've got dead here, because according to Cornelius, it's been absolutely murdered by an awful remix by Will.i.am.
Yeah, it's rubbish.
Really?
Yeah, I don't listen to it. Well, I mean, do listen to it to check out, but it's awful. I was really disappointed.
The way it's written here, though, it says, dead, it's been absolutely murdered by an awful remix by Will.i.am and Cornelius. And then on the next line, it says, is not happy. So I kind of see what's happened, but it sounds like you've done a remix with Will.i.am.
Well, I could do a better job than he's done.
I might have to start calling you...
I also know the rap, so it's just as well.
Corn-Ilius. Will.i.am and Corn-Ilius. Anyway, dead or alive, Mel and Sue's credibility.
Alive.
Alive, of course it's alive, because they haven't followed the stink of the money. Dead or alive, Asprod Cass's rear.
Dead.
Oh, hang on. Well, yes, yeah, so that was an issue after a particularly rough date on Tinder. But Asprod Cass's rear windscreen. Asprod Cass's weird windscreen.
Is that a person?
Asprod Cass, yes. She threw the glass.
Sure, dead.
Yes, she smashed it on Friday when she reversed into a skip.
Poor her.
Yeah, I mean, you say person, I mean... Yeah. Dead or alive, our ginger producer Dave's libido, knowing that it's Freshers' Week in a couple of weeks' time.
I'm sure it's very much getting into the spirit of things.
Yeah, live, throbbing, actually. Dead or alive, the stare the barista at Starbucks gave me when I sent my coffee back because it tasted a bit off.
Dead
stare. It was a very dead stare. I don't mind telling you that. Dead or alive, The Hills.
Are you talking about the Los Angeles-based reality television program?
No clues.
All right.
The Hills.
I gotta go with dead.
Dead. Well, you're right, yes. I mean, a lot of people would say alive there because with the sound of music.
I see.
Wouldn't they? But in this case, you're right, because the Hills are dead. I'm afraid they were a family called the Hills. Three generations tragically wiped out in a dough-kneading accident.
What?
I used to live quite near my parents. Dead or alive, Cornelius's ability, his newfound, just-learned ability to catapult a half-filled bottle of water across the room using the springy back of a studio chair.
I mean, if it's newfound, it's probably alive.
It is alive. Allow us to demonstrate right now. Demonstrate right now. Sam Delaney caught that. But that that ability, very much alive. Finally...
I'll put a video up on Twitter.
Yeah, we are filming this. I don't know why. Video, what? No, last question. Song question, not video question. Dead or alive, The Street with People, according to the LaRue song, Uptight Downtown. The Street with People.
Is dead.
Let's find out. The Street's Alive with People. Right, we're going to have to work out your score to work out whether you have scored highly enough to win the beef you so crave, Bart. Right, Chloe, fire up the system. Just checking the system now. Apologies in advance, Bart. It's quite a slow system.
That's quite all right. I've literally got nothing to do.
No. Just booting it up. Right, we're in. Okay, here we go.
How do you spell Bart?
How do you think you spell it?
D.
Nice.
A.
Keep going.
Z.
Very close.
That says Daz.
Nine.
That's nine. Sure, I'll take it.
Excellent.
Nine.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm really sorry, Daz9. It's a really slow system. It's a slow... It's very old.
Let me just press print.
Okay. So we're just printing out the score to find out whether Daz9 has won some beef. Let's see what's coming out of the printer. Rip it off when it's finished printing. Rip it off.
Which one do you know?
Yeah. Hang on. Very slow printer. Right.
Paper jam again.
Oh, just tear it. Okay. Is Bart / Daz9 victorious in the winning of the beef? The winning of the beef?
We need more toner in that printer.
Yeah.
He did score.
Yes.
Four.
Did he?
Don't know.
Okay, is it enough to win the beef, whatever it was, because no one bothered keeping score, actually?
Don't
know. Yes?
I forgot. Yes, it is enough!
Come on! Congratulations, Daz9. You are the proud owner of beef. There it is. It's dead or alive on Talk Radio. Coming up at 4 o'clock, Sam Delaney joins us now.
Hello.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
Hi, Sam.
I'm all right, thanks.
Good.
Talking about this inquiry into David Cameron.
Is it all his fault? Is this just a standard when the Prime Minister leaves and becomes not a Prime Minister anymore, they just get blamed for everything?
Well, maybe. Or you could look at the other way and think, he'd said that he was going to stay on as an MP for a while, then all of a sudden he surprises everyone on Mondays. Is that actually, do you know what? I've been thinking it over and I might just go now.
Yeah.
People go, oh, that's a surprise. 2 days later, a report comes out. Oh, he took us into a war and messed the whole thing up. So he'd probably got a heads up. That's what I imagine. He thought, best step out of the firing line now before everyone finds out about that war that I did in Libya.
Does it take him out of the firing line, though? Because he's, I mean,
it means you've got less to lose. Because if you're an MP,
yes,
if you're still a serving, like, servant of the people, then the press feel a lot more self-righteous, and so does everyone else about the way in which they attack you.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're just some bloke,
yeah,
presumably the executive behind a huge hedge fund, which is what he will be by now, he'll just be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Although we were saying, the thing about David Cameron is he was quite good because he wasn't one of these politicians who sort of got their knickers in a twist when accused of anything. He had that Tony Blair thing of shrugging and laughing. So the whole thing with the pig, they really thought they'd got him there.
Yeah.
And he was just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, pig.
And that's what it'll be about Libya as well. Go, yeah, I mean, it didn't go exactly as we wanted, but, you know, what are you going to do? It's all in the past now.
Yeah, at least when he withdrew from the pig, it was an exit strategy of sorts.
Yeah, he did have an exit strategy for that. That's true.
Yeah. Thanks, Sam. We look forward to it. Sam Delaney, with you from 4 o'clock. Well, it's kind of now. We'll be back tomorrow 1 till 4 o'clock on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.